This is the MJ Morning Show Podcast.
Initiate procedure.
Okay, the MJ Radio Network. We are go.
Now, stand by for the MJ Morning Show.
Do not drink this. All right, guys, I have not shared this with you because I want your immediate reaction, unless someone saw this. You should not drink this before you go shopping because you could spend more money. And there's a total local connection to this story, which is amazing.
Tequila.
You shouldn't be medicated because you buy all kinds of treats.
And Froy, is that your advice? Make sure you're not stoned when you go shopping?
Definitely. It affects everything.
So have you found that if you're medicated and you go shopping that you make you make bad decisions?
Yeah, my wife told me to find some sort of like weird corn flour or something.
Weird corn flour. Weird.
You mean like cornmeal?
Cornmeal. Yes.
And I was that's really weird.
And I was looking for like a meal made of corn. I was like, and I asked the person, I go, where's like the meals of corn around here? They're like, what? I'm like,
dude, it's
a corn meal, corn.
Corn meal. That you make.
I thought it was going to be like corn on the cob, corn off the cob.
Or like one of those meals.
A corn mash.
Guys, you make cornbread out of cornmeal, or sometimes you'll use cornmeal
when you're baking
bread. Sometimes you'll have it on the cornmeal, dude.
I thought it was next to the chicken meals.
Isn't like cornmeal like a main ingredient in like tamales or something?
Yeah, well, you can have a flour tortilla, or you can have a corn tortilla.
The tamales are in the husk.
In the husks.
That's
a husk. That's not cornmeal. You don't eat the husk.
You don't know what a tamale is.
Of course I know what a tamale is.
You don't know what a... What? Tamale. Well, anyway. Yeah. So when that one time I was medicated, I couldn't find the corn.
You were picturing that it was like one of those fresh and ready meals where they'll...
Yes. can I ask?
No. I want the corn one. Yeah.
Who drove to the supermarket if you were stoned?
Big Lou.
His driver. And Lou wasn't baked at all.
No.
Oh, my God. Anyway.
Great driver.
Here's... No. Tequila is the... Andrew, are you amused by this?
Tequila.
Andrew's laughing in there. Andrew's our producer. He's in the producer booth, and he's laughing. What do you think? We're funny? Funny like a clown?
Like we had a meal?
Yeah, what do you think? We're funny? Funny like a clown?
MJ, the answer obviously has to be alcohol or something.
Well, that's what I said. I said tequila. Have you ever shopped in tequila? You're going to spend a lot.
I mean, I know Roxanne was very specific to her beverage of choice.
Guys, this is like a national story, but it's right out of Tampa Bay here. Researchers from USF, University of South Florida, new research is out from USF, and they have found that shoppers that have coffee before shopping end up spending 50% more money and buying 30% more items.
Wait, it's not booze? I thought it was tequila.
No, it's coffee.
Oh.
I never said it was tequila.
How does
it
even make sense? What, you're a little more awake, so you're going to buy more? That's stupid.
You're jacked up on caffeine. The caffeine is a stimulant, and the caffeine is stimulating your spending spree.
Really? Good. Don't take Vivrin before you go to the supermarket. I mean, what the hell? You'll have a Red Bull.
Oh, fuck. Two Cokes.
No dose.
So they found that USF researchers... that if shoppers have coffee first, that they could end up spending 50% more money and buying 30% more items than those that are not caffeinated. Caffeine, as a powerful stimulant, releases dopamine. By the way, Fester's got a lot of dopamine.
Ooh,
yeah, you're
what?
Because Fester's a dope. So tons of dopamine.
And I'm kind of mean.
Because you're a dope.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So they found out that caffeine releases dopamine in the brain, excites the mind and body. This leads to higher energetic state, which in turn enhances impulsivity, decreases self-control. According to the lead author, Dipayan Biswas, who is the Frank Harvey Endowed Professor of Marketing at USF. Frank Harvey was endowed? Like, was he in porno?
This was.
I mean, you know,
the Frank Harvey Endowed Professor of Marketing at USF.
Endowed?
That is quite a compliment when they put endowed. They're
very endowed. They're very highly endowed.
Yes.
This is a USF news release. As a result, caffeine intake supports people go nuts shopping. It leads to shopping impulsivity in terms of higher number of items purchased and a greater amount spent.
Yeah, you know, coffee makes me a little bit more decisive. So then you're going to say, yes, really? I want to buy it. Instead of like, I can't make a decision.
Well, if you want to spend more, then have coffee before you shop.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone. Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
Hang on. Let me grab Robert. Robert is in Palm Harbor. Robert, you're on the MJ Morning Show on Q105. Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
We are well, Robert. Go ahead.
Yeah, I heard you're the ambassador of scuba diving. But you also like when old people drive through windows with their cars. I was at the Firehouse Subs in Dunedin.
Yep.
And I rode my bicycle there. It's a very bicycle-friendly town. So I parked it near the front door where there's glass. I keep an eye on it. I ordered my meatball sub. I sat, I'll make this quick because I know it's all about airtime. And I sat down near the corner of the store. That would be the front. And then there were parking spaces along Main Street, which would be the north side of the store.
All right.
And of course, the first parking space would be handicap because you want it closest to the door.
Right.
And this guy, he drives his brand new MDX Acura, so that's easily a $60,000 SUV. He drives it right into the store.
Oh my God! All right, so a guy in Dunedin at the Firehouse Subs drove a brand new Acura MDX SUV through Firehouse Subs.
Right into the wall, right into the glass. He bent the frame. He pushed my table. Scared the shit out of me.
Oh my God, sir! You could have been.
I was still holding half of the sandwich in my
hand. Oh my God! With glass shards.
What kind of sub did you get, sir?
Meatball.
Okay, that's a good sub.
And a meatball drives right through the dams. How fast was he going?
Oh, I'd say 15 to 20.
Oh my! So he demolished the whole front of five. Let me ask you a question. Did you notice that the fire department respond quicker to Firehouse Subs?
Right? That's a good question.
It's a damn good question.
That's a good question.
It's a damn good question.
And when the guy hit everything and I jumped out of the seat, it pushed the table and everything, there were two patrons in the back of the store, two ladies closer to the bathrooms, and I said, holy shit, this only happens on TV. I never experienced it in real life. I'm like, this guy really did it.
Now, how old was the guy that was driving?
He was certainly elderly. He came in and he said, is everybody okay? And I was the one near the table that he hit. And I said, you scared the shit out of me, but I'm okay. And he said, yeah, I just had foot surgery. And he did have a little ace bandage on his right ankle.
Foot surgery? He's driving a vehicle. He's got to operate the gas and the brakes while he's got foot surgery going on?
Right, exactly.
My God! Oh, my God.
Was it the location on Main Street in Dunedin?
Yeah, that's what he said.
Okay.
Yeah, it's Main Street. And the crossroad is County Road 1. There's a Publix in there.
Yeah, Granada Plaza, I think. So, when paramedics came to respond, did they think your marinara sauce covering you was from your meatball sub, was that blood?
My God, I'm hurt. I'm injured. Oh, no, it's just marinara sauce from the meatball sub.
Yeah. So, anyway, that was my experience.
And when did this happen? What day?
My life.
When was this?
This past Thursday.
Right, did the guy get out of the vehicle? Did he say, I hit the gas instead of the brake?
Yeah, he said that. He said, I just had foot surgery. I can't really get the brake foot thing under control.
What the hell are you driving a car for then? What are you doing?
And then get this, MJ. He called in his order for the sub. He pays for it. He picks up the sub. He walks back out to the car, puts it in the car. comes back in with his insurance papers. Them to get,
Wait, so he went, he continued to the front counter to get his call in order after he drove his vehicle through the store?
Yeah.
All right.
And so
I'm looking at the store right now.
So he puts the sub in the car, and he comes back with his insurance papers. And then after that, and then he pulls the car as it's connected to the store out, and you could just see the whole front plastic fascia of the car flex as it goes over the concrete tire stop bumper piece.
Yeah.
And then he drives away with his sub.
Wait a minute. He didn't wait for police or fire or rescue?
Right. Nobody... And I stayed for the other half of my sub.
Oh, my God. This is the best part of the story. He drove off?
Yeah, he drove away.
To drive through.
Sorry about that.
You can't leave the scene of an accident like that.
No.
He left his insurance paperwork.
People, but he did property damage.
Oh, my God. Now, how quickly did first responders arrive? Either Dunedin police or fire or rescue?
Well, I was there for another 30 minutes to finish the other half of the sub. I ordered a full sub. So.
Right, so how long after the guy drove away, after he backed his car out of Firehouse Sub, how quickly did first responders arrive after he drove off?
It had to be more than 30 minutes because nobody showed up. Not even a cop.
Wait a minute, what?
There's a lot of cops in Dunedin, let me tell you.
Wait a minute, did the store not call 911? Did you not call 911?
No, I'm kind of like, my sandwich was okay, so.
All right. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So you're telling me if I drive by the Dunedin Firehouse.
His insurance company is looking at a lot of money because. That whole metal frame is commercial grade.
Oh, yeah, that's got to be custom made, I'm sure. And the glass has got to, I'm sure the guy did, probably $40,000, $50,000 worth of damage.
Somewhere around it, yeah, because plus the structure itself was damaged as well.
Oh, my God. That is the ballsiest thing I've ever heard. So the guy picks up his order and then backs out and drives off. Hey, why? Was the whole vehicle inside the store?
Not inside the store. It pushed it all in.
All right, so how much of the vehicle was in the store, though? Like a couple of feet of the car inside?
No, it connected with the building, but it didn't go into the store.
Oh, okay, so the vehicle was on the sidewalk just outside, but smashed the whole front of the store in.
The parking space goes right to the building.
Oh, wow.
Robert, do you have any pictures of this?
They do. I didn't.
Wait a minute. How can you be eating a sub and a car drives through and you don't whip out your cell phone to take pictures?
I mean, you think enough to call the MJ Morning Show, but you don't think enough to get us a couple of pictures of it, Robert?
Well, you could probably get them from the staff.
They're not giving us any pictures. Yeah, the insurance company's got it. Anyway, hey, Robert, thanks for the call. That's crazy.
Oh. Yeah.
Thanks, buddy. Wow. That unbelievable. Gives us another chance to play this classic.
Hit the gas. It's hit the break. Another old
I think we need to whip out the instrumental bed and come up with some original on the flies.
This is a hard one.
No, it's not.
I've been talking to a 5-year-old and 2-year-old for the past 10 days. I'm not having much luck with this. Okay.
Firehouse Sub.
Here we go. You ready?
Hit it, MJ.
All right.
Hit the gas instead of the brake. I want a sub, but I made a flub.
No.
Oh, my God. That was so bad.
No.
What's wrong with that?
No, because you rhymed at the end. So you're supposed to rhyme the first line with the second line.
Sub and flub.
Oh, it had to be in the first word. The first sentence.
So you have no idea how this works.
You know, I
came up with the damn thing. I wrote the original one.
Hit the gas instead of the brake. Another old fart bitch.
Yes, this is how you... Yeah. Let me show you. This isn't the best one, but...
You got one? All right, go ahead. You ready? And...
Enjoying myself and my firehouse sub. An old-ass driver makes a big flub.
That was terrible and still better than yours.
Yes, it was terrible. But it rhymed like it was supposed to.
That's a good point.
I want to know if the guy was arrested, if the cops tracked him down. I mean, if he left his name and insurance information, that is crazy.
All right, I got one.
All right, you got one? All right, then we're going to move on.
This better be good.
Here we go.
A man hit the firehouse subs in Dunedin. I wasn't even done eating.
Terrible.
Dunedin.
Terrible.
Dunedin.
The worst. Yeah. That was worse than MT's.
That was worse than mine.
You guys used the word flub wrong.
I agree.
Worse than mine.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com. Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
Did you see, Fester, did I send this to you? Did you see the auto parts fight up in Ohio? Did you see this?
Yes, at the O'Reilly's?
Yeah, it was an O'Reilly. I don't know what is going on. People are going crazy, whether it's road rage. It's insanity out there. And two auto parts employees, I guess, are arguing. Then it transitions into a customer gets shot by an auto parts employee. You would think that you'd have a crazy customer doing the shooting, right? No. You have an O'Reilly auto parts employee that actually shoots a customer. This is insane. There is video of this. An auto parts employee is seen on video firing a weapon after being assaulted by a customer. So there's some kind of an argument ensued in the store. You had a couple of employees that were in the argument, the customers in the argument. So cops in Dayton, Ohio, they show up to an O'Reilly Auto Parts. And the video shows two women in a fight. And then they briefly break away from each other, but then one of the employees, later identified as 31-year-old Key Lerone Watson, goes to the counter of O'Reilly Auto Parts underneath, grabs a gun, and then fires a shot at the woman.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? Anyway, the woman was taken to the Miami Valley Hospital by her boyfriend. The woman was discharged, so she survived. Man, it could have been a whole different story. But when cops arrived on the scene, they said that Watson admitted to shooting the other woman and told officers that the gun was in her car. She must have placed it there after the incident, but she had the gun under the counter at the O'Reilly Auto Parts. Do you think that's a violation of the employee handbook at O'Reilly Auto Parts to have a gun under the counter?
Here's the question.
Yeah.
If you had the O-O-O O'Reilly song, could you do a gunshot to each O-O-O?
O-O-O O'Reilly Auto Parts.
All right, so you want me to modify the O'Reilly jingle is what you're saying?
It might be too tough.
There's a couple different ways we could do this. All right, Froggy's way first is on every O, we have a gunshot. Is that right?
Yes, and then at the very end, auto parts. Boom!
No, other way around.
Now, guys, hold on to that thought. That's the icing on the cake. Stand by.
All right, hold on.
First, though, I have the audio of the fight inside the store.
News Center 7 was the first to show you this shocking video on Friday, less than 24 hours after the event. Two women engaged in a violent struggle. When the pair briefly break up, a woman police identified as 31-year-old Kayleron Watson went to an employee counter, grabbed a gun, and fired one shot at the other woman.
What? Oh, my God. That's awful. I mean, a lady just goes there for some Windex or some Rain-X. She gets shot.
No, she was there for an oil filter for a 2007 Ford Fusion, okay?
You can find it.
Let's get that straight, Fester.
That woman is in the hospital. Watson was taken to jail. Customers at the store are trying to come to grips with what happened.
I don't know. I'm just glad I'm not in that position. You know, but I got to choose whether to defend myself or shoot somebody because I don't want to be put in that position.
Can't live in fear, but it does make you leery.
Ravonda Holiday Green watched the video and admitted she was sad about what she saw.
Just watching that is pretty emotional to you, right?
Yes. It's heartbreak. It's heartbreak.
By the way, that woman was not in the store.
She's just walking around. Yeah,
the reporter for the TV station is in the O'Reilly Auto Parts parking lot.
He needs somebody.
Just going up to people saying, hey, look at this video. Tell me what you think. I mean,
I mean, what are you going to say? It's heartbreaking. Yes, she's right. Yeah. Yes, it is.
But that woman she interviewed, that woman, she had nothing to do with the incident. Hey, take a look at this video on my phone. Tell me what you think. Okay, 3, 2, 1, rolling. I mean, that's what happened there.
I need to get something.
Record request to obtain the 911 call Watson made to dispatchers right after the shooting.
A customer jumped on me. She put her hands on me, and she pulled my hair out and everything else. And while she was beating on me, I shot her.
So that's the employee.
All right, so far, if the customer...
That's Kayla Ron Watson saying the customer was beating on her, ripping out her hair, so I shot her.
So far, I agree with Kayla Ron. If somebody's hitting you and pulling out your hair and beating up on you, and they're asking to be shot, you have a right to defend yourself, don't you?
I mean, listen.
If I hit Kayla Ron, I expect retaliation.
Fester, I don't think we have enough information on what happened prior.
I can't say that.
Some altercation. I guess a couple of employees were in the altercation with the woman. So there was a fight going on. Then this one employee then gets into a one-on-one with the customer. And then you heard in the 911 call, Kayla Rom, the O'Reilly Auto Parts lady, calls 911, claims that she was getting beat on and that her hair was getting pulled out. And then, I mean, do you hear? She's like nonchalantly saying, I shot her.
How else do you say it? Listen, she's just giving facts, or at least what her facts are.
Jeez.
The recording made it clear Watson felt she was defending herself.
She came around the corner, put her hands on me. I have another employee that saw her put her hands on me.
All right, so there's the other employee.
Aren't girl fights so violent?
This is a little more violent than I would expect, but yeah.
That is just crazy. I know, obviously, when you hear about an O'Reilly Auto Parts employee shooting a customer.
Yes.
I mean, how can you not work with the jingle?
Oh, man, such a good jingle, too.
How can you not think immediately of...
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
There are obviously several things that you can do to modify that jingle.
All right.
So... Froggy, you would like gunshots on every part of that? Is that what you're saying?
I think should have a shot.
Hang on.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Start again. Hold on. You're going to have to hit them at the same time.
So you want gunshot? I'm just trying to get a feel for it, man. Come on, I got to produce this on the fly,
dude.
We're
just laying down the pieces, Froggy. Here we go.
All right, here we go. Let me get my hand on each button here. All right, so here we go.
Like that?
Now again,
there you go. So you want a gunshot on every O-O-O.
Or maybe no gunshots until the very end.
So hold on, though. You need early gunshots, but the end is the important one because there's actually a cry of pain at the end of this.
Right, here we go. Hang on.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
That last one was perfect.
Hold on a minute.
So, I need it a little earlier on part.
Yeah, the gunshot should be before the ow, because the ow is the response to getting shot by the employee at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We either need to insert a slight pause between the parts and the ow.
No, you can do it.
Or you shoot them on parts.
All right, hold on a sec. Let me try to do this. All right, but you like the gunshots... on the beat at the beginning, right?
Perfect. I don't think we can have enough.
Mm-hmm. All right, here we go. One more. Let me try this. Fester's directing this.
All right,
here we go. And...
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It was too
gunshot
soon.
Gunshot was a little too early.
What do you mean the gunshot was early?
The shot is on parts, not...
Auto parts.
Boom!
Right after.
All right, hang on. All right, here we go.
Come on, man. Don't mess it up.
Modified O'Reilly gunshot jingle, take 4. All right, here we go. That was the slate, by the way. All right, here we go.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Yes!
That was good.
Oh, my God, that was so good.
Is that a take?
That's a new commercial.
All right, there we go.
Is wrap.
All right, that's a wrap. That's what I meant. It's a wrap. Look at that.
Look at this guy. Four take Fred over here. Run it. Oh, my God.
Good work, guys. Good work.
Good job, everybody.
Hey, when O'Reilly Auto Parts commercials actually run here on Q105, do you think it would be problematic for me to add the gunshots?
Oh, yeah.
You know, on the fly?
No,
I think I'd
be fine with it.
I'm sure the agency will love that.
Is that a first time that an O'Reilly Auto Parts customer ever shot a customer?
Yeah.
Nice stores.
Did I say employee?
Yes.
Yeah.
Employee shot a customer.
Yeah, is that the first time ever?
Who knows, man?
Very well could be.
Has an Advance Auto Parts employee ever shot a customer? What about Napa?
Napa incident?
Yes.
Firestone.
We have a texter who lives near there and said, I live near that area. Employees probably have to have a gun to protect themselves.
All right.
It's not a good
idea. There's auto parts stores in all different neighborhoods.
Man.
I'll tell you right now. Said. The Pep Boys are packing.
Pep Boys in the house.
A Pep Boys are
Hang on a sec. Manny, Mo, and Jack are all packing.
They have real names?
Yes, the Pep Boys are Manny, Mo, and Jack.
I had no idea.
What is wrong with you? How do you not know that?
How do I not know the names of... Are they real people or...
Manny, Mo, and Jack!
Are they cartoon characters? Are there like three brothers named Peps?
I don't know.
I don't know either. MJ seems to be the expert on the Pep Boys.
I'm sorry. I don't know the history of the Pep Boys, but I know that they're Manny, Mo, and Jack.
All right?
The Pep Boys. All right. Are there still Pep Boys around?
Yeah.
They used to be one like up at near Britain Plaza, but they knocked that whole thing down to build that Lowe's over there.
Pep Boys are all over
there. Oh, wait a sec. I think Andrew has the history of the Pep Boys.
Yes. The founders were Emmanuel, Manny Rosenfeld, Maurice Mo Strauss, and W. Graham Jack Jackson.
Look. And look, now the phones are ringing in the producer booth. So, thank you, Andrew. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
But who the hell thought they would come to the MJ Morning Show this morning and hear the O'Reilly gunshot jingle as well as the history of Manny, Mo, and Jack?
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com. Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
All right, I got to move on now to my kids are defrauding me. What are you laughing at?
Two kids are on the other side of the world in Paris, and daddy's now just figuring out that they're running a fast one on. Chloe has like 15 minutes of school a day, and Julian's taking pictures, and he's just now figuring out that the kids are running a fast one on him.
Hey, you're laughing at me. What am I, funny? What am I, funny like a clown?
You know, I get this credit card bill for $25,000. I think the kids are pulling one over on us, Michelle.
All right, it does involve credit cards.
Okay.
Jeez.
I had to have a chat with Chloe because she ran up a crazy credit card bill in Paris for the first month in June. And we find out that she's like going to Michelin-starred restaurants and James
she's eating well, if you look at her.
James Beard award-winning restaurants. It's like, what are you? Yeah. So I'm getting, wait a minute. I'm getting
she's
these
nuts.
I'm getting these crazy credit card bills from Chloe first. Now, here's the racket that I uncovered. It's not only that they're jacking up my credit card bill. I'm seeing some large charges. Tell them large charge sent ya. I'm seeing some large charges on like a restaurant in Paris, like $192. I'm like, what?
Okay.
What is going on?
It's a restaurant in Paris.
It seems high.
Yeah, look here.
Don't they have McDonald's in Paris? Can't you go there?
Shouldn't they be struggling?
What do they call the French fries at McDonald's in Paris?
Here fries.
They're our fries. They're French fries.
Oh, fries. The freedom fries.
No, the freedom fries were here.
When
we were angry at the French in Congress.
Hello.
Hey, I'm talking about the kids pulling a wambuki on me.
Yeah.
All right. So I just want you on the phone if you have anything to add to the story. So, folks, I'm being defrauded by my kids. They're pulling a racket and a scam on me.
It's like picking candy from a baby.
Jeez, really?
I mean, Michelle, really, they're on the other side of the world. What kind of repercussions can they suffer now?
Chloe is in Paris for 2 months. Chloe is studying French for 2 months. How many years of French has Chloe already taken?
Maybe 7.
She's done a lot of French. So now she's at the Sorbonne. She's getting credit for her university in New Hampshire. She's getting UNH credit to go to the Sorbonne for the summer program where she's studying French for 2 months. And the credit card bills are outrageous. And I'm noticing, like, restaurant charges for, like, $192, $150, this, that. I'm like, what are you doing? Chloe, why are these bills so high? Well, here's how I'm getting defrauded by my kids. They go out with friends, or in Chloe's case, Chloe is going out to dinner with friends that she's met in Paris, maybe from her school.
She picks up the tab?
She picks up the tab. Oh. She puts it on my credit card.
She's so generous.
And then she collects the money from the other kids. They Venmo her the money, and she's pocketing the cash. So she's keeping the money that she's collecting from the others to help pay the bill. You know, they're splitting the check. She puts it on her credit card, which it does have her name on it, but I pay the bills.
Yeah, it's your card.
I'm the master account holder, and she's collecting the money via Venmo from the other folks she's going out with, and she's just racking up a nice little Venmo balance.
So she has acquired, I would imagine by this point, a couple of $1,000.
I don't think
in Venmo money.
I don't think it's that much, but
maybe
it's
a couple hundred.
It's certainly hundreds of dollars that she has racked up. And I said, Chloe, why are these restaurant bills so high? And she says, oh, yeah, I'm putting on my credit card, and then everyone's Venmoing me. Oh, so they're paying for it, Dad. I'm like, well, you're not paying me.
All right. That's so awesome.
Yeah. Michelle, would you like to jump in here?
I think she learned that from Julian, because Julian does that, you know, up at school. Like, they'll order out for delivery or something, and you'll see, like, some $50 pizza bill.
Exactly.
And it's the same situation, and you're like, well, why is there, like, $50 in pizza? And Julian will say, oh, no, my friends all, you know, they Venmoed me, or they gave me the cash. And you're like, well, I need to pay the bill.
Yeah, your kids
like,
need
oh,
summer
well, I
jobs.
Have the money.
Yeah. I think Michelle's making a good point. I think that, Julian, he championed this. This was Julian's racket. And then Chloe learned this from Julian's action.
How about next summer you have them bag groceries?
Yeah, I'm just going to ask. Yeah, have they ever had a job? Because when I was 20, man, I worked at Publix for 5 years already. Yeah. And I was scamming, like, free sandwiches from the, you know, the deli ladies. I mean, do they work?
A little. How about next time you put them in a car wash or something?
Yeah.
They don't appreciate money is what it is.
I mean, Chloe would be an amazing greeter at Walmart.
That's a good point.
Olive Garden.
I started working at 13.
Seriously.
I had my first job at 13 working for my dad's pal, Bill Cox, who ran a video production company in Chesapeake, Virginia, in the Norfolk, Virginia Beach area. And I was pulling cables on, like, sporting events, sidelines for the handheld camera. And then, you know, by the time I was, like, 14, I was running camera. But I was working at 13 years. Remember, we recorded, there was a bishop in Portsmouth, Virginia, and in southeastern Virginia and many parts of the country. There was a TV preacher. It was a Church of God in Christ church, and it was Bishop L.E. Willis. And a lot of people might know him, Bishop L.E. Willis. And this is back in the 1980s. I'm 13 years old in 1979, 1980. And every Sunday morning for years, I was in church. I was part of the video crew that recorded Bishop Willis's TV show that then it ran on like 50 TV stations around the country.
Were you in the credits? Like the rolling credits, cameraman Dan Schnitt, 13 years old.
I think like so. A dream.
Next summer, Why don't we get him a job at PDQ right there in Southdale, maybe?
Have they had that would work too, but like, what about babysitting jobs and stuff?
That's not a real job. I mean, babysitting job is an important job and it's a service, but it's not going in, punching in, answering to a boss, having set responsibility, wearing a name tag.
You're 100% right. You know what? Our kids, they're spoiled, fraudulent brats.
Try scrapping metal for Kuzmano Plumbing when you're 13.
Let's say somebody comes to PDQ and they want to order in French. Chloe, can you come here? I spent last summer at the boner school? What's it called?
No, it's not the boner. It's the Sorbonne.
Just a little. Go ahead, Frank.
Is she shopping as well as all this eating out and stuff? I mean, how much she spent altogether? Let's get a number.
She has not done too much shopping. She has shopped a little bit, but
Michelle, she did this month. You better double it.
You know how much she spent in June because I showed you.
That's terrific.
That is unacceptable. What time is it there? Is she in class?
Yeah, don't be calling her.
Well, hold on a minute. No, what time is it there? It would be 2:00 in the afternoon. Would she be out of class?
No, she's still in class.
Are you sure?
Yeah, because she's doing she's doing the intensive now, so she has class like 9 to 3.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, the second month is the intensive. Oh, yes. It's intensive French. That's where they waterboard you in French. Yeah, during this session. No, but seriously, I'm getting scammed. They're racketing me. I'm going to hit them with like RICO violations.
RICO violations.
They say it all the time. They're like, no, I have the money. And then they walk away from you. Like, they don't. And you're like, yeah, but can I get the money? And they're like, oh, no, it's in my Venmo.
They just blow you off.
They keep blowing me off. They keep putting me off. Like, I'm like a schmuck.
Do they realize they're not rich?
I'm a schmuck on wheels over here.
I think you need to get a Venmo account, and then you just need to require everybody to pay you that way.
No, how about my daughter doesn't whip out her credit card and offer to put the thing on her tab or her bill?
If the whole process worked out, MJ, it would be a good deal. Venmo her the money, she pays the bill, or Venmo's it back to you, so it's in your circle of influence. But she's running it over on you, man.
She is. I'm getting, as you say, wambookied.
She's getting, you're getting wambookied.
She's like the girl from Clueless. What's her name? Cher?
My daddy will take care of it.
Oh my God.
Don't worry.
Daddy, I want to learn French in France.
Chloe has babysat, which I don't think
that's not a real job.
But, she's had internships. She did an internship at, was it Brooklyn Law?
Brooklyn College of Law. But she also worked this summer, you know, of 2020 at the clerk's office.
Oh, that's right. During the whole pandemic. Chloe worked at the county clerk's office in Rockbridge County, Virginia.
Ooh. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Did she have to mop the floors? I mean,
she got paid.
She had a vacuum.
She got coffee for people.
She had a vacuum, okay. Yeah.
All right, Michelle,
I think this is a great trip for Chloe. She's learning French. Yeah. She's learning, like, style and culture.
And she's learning fraud.
She's learning how to scam, like, inventing Anna. She's the American version.
Right. She's going to come back as Anna Delvey.
Yeah.
It's
Chloe Delvey.
Daddy, I want to start the Chloe Schnitt Foundation. I want to start my foundation.
Are you going to start a club on Park Avenue?
It's going to be fantastic. We're going to have the cleanest carpets because we're going to have zero resin there. And then we're going to have all the food catered by PDQ. It's going to be the best foundation in all of Greater Tampa Bay.
But you must have that building, right?
Yes, I must have
that. You must. Oh.
Fester, don't give her any ideas.
Oh. That building is south of Gandhi. I can never have it.
The Chloe Schnitt Delvey Foundation.
Any building north of Kennedy and south of Gandhi, out. I don't even want to see it. Ugh.
Anna?
Ugh.
All right. Michelle, I'll talk to you later.
I want two buildings. One where I can see the sun rise and one where I can see the sun set.
Anna.
Thank you.
You're outrageous.
Thank you.
We.
Anna Delvey, ladies and gentlemen.
Did she just hang up on me? I think she did.
Okay. All right. So that's the deal. I'm getting defrauded by my kids. Both are racking up their little Venmo accounts.
You should take those credit cards and just give them Venmo money once in a while.
Like a prepay account.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone. Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
Fester vacation stories first. Fester, where'd you go?
So we took a Carnival cruise out of the port of Miami, and we went to...
Not far from Joe Stone Crab, baby, which we're not in season right now. What, Stone Crab season starts, what, October like yeah. 1st or something?
Not Stone Crab season. We didn't go to Joe's.
Well, because they're not open right now because it's not Stone Crab season. Anyway, so you go to the port of Miami. Were you on Carnival?
Oh, we did. We took a Carnival cruise out of Miami.
Uh-huh.
Left on a Monday, got back on a Friday. Two stops. First stop was a place called Half Moon Cay, which is like their own private island, which was very nice. And then the second stop was Nassau in the Bahamas.
How many day cruise did you guys go on?
I got five day cruise. Friday. We got left Monday. We got off on Friday.
Did you splurge for a nice big cabin? It's you, Allison, and your two kids.
Yes.
And your two kids are wild banshees.
We got two cabins.
Oh, you got two cabins. Okay.
Right next to each other.
Did you get like exterior with a balcony or did you get the cheap interior ones?
Oh, no. I like the cheap interior ones because when I go to sleep, I want to feel like a coffin. And that's what they feel like. The interior rooms are the best because you shut the light off, you're out.
Are they adjoining?
Yeah, so I worked it out and I booked far enough. I didn't book in advance on this one. I had a cruise scheduled for Memorial Day weekend.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. And then I had COVID.
You had COVID, mm-hmm. That's
so
right.
So I canceled that. And while I was on the phone with the guy canceling my cruise, I'm like, hey, you have one on the vacation week. I'll take that one. And we transferred it
Were
over.
They able to get connecting rooms?
And here we had rooms right next to each other.
Oh, so it was not connecting.
No, not connecting. Not connecting. But
just next to each other.
Yes. And because we're next door, the kids knew the knock on the wall and then come over. And so anyway, it was fine.
How much did you, just out of curiosity, what did two rooms cost you on the cruise? Did you have to pay any more or they just, you already prepaid the other one?
That's the thing. You buy four tickets and you're entitled to two rooms because it's two rooms. The rooms are based on double occupancy.
Right, okay.
So I bought four tickets. It was like maybe, I don't know, the cruise might have been $1,000, $1,200.
So did you
have
to pay more for not going on that Memorial Day cruise or was it just they transferred it?
Because of COVID time, there's no delay.
Change or penalty fee or that kind of crap?
That'll probably run, I think the guy told me, till the end of the year.
Gotcha.
So they transferred it over, no problem.
So Fester's on the Carnival, what ship was it?
The Conquest.
Fester's on the Conquest. Well, story number one, Fester's kid, Hudson. Hudson is what, six?
He's five and a half.
Five and a half, almost six.
Six at the end of summer, right.
Hudson cleared the pool.
Couple different ways to do that.
There's two Hudson stories.
Yes.
Both involve the same catalysts? Is that the right word?
Okay.
I don't know.
Impetus.
I don't know. All right, so what are these cruises known for? When you think of a cruise, what's one of the things you associate with going on a cruise?
Buffets, gambling.
Stuffing your face with the all-you-can-eat buffets and also boozing it up good.
Yeah.
Drinking until you drop and eating food until you're stuffed.
Well, thankfully, the kid didn't drink until he dropped. However, they feed you nonstop on these cruises. So we get on the cruise. This is Monday, the day we're leaving. We get on.
You see a lot of overweight people on cruises.
MJ, there were so many fat people on this cruise, I felt so at home.
Right.
I felt amongst my people. And it was beautiful because
they fit right in.
There were people of every age, every nationality. It was like the United Nations of fat people.
Story number one, Fester's kid cleared the pool because of...
It was so bad.
Oh, my God.
What happens is, and I don't know if everybody knows this.
By the way, that was the Audio Daily Double.
When you go on a cruise, the pool on the cruise is salt water. Which, the drinking water's not, but the pool is salt water. Which I knew, but I guess my kid didn't know. And it didn't matter at the time. We get on the cruise, we get on the boat, we put the bag in our room. And the first thing, boom, they feed us. Now, Carnival has the Guy Fieri hamburger bar.
Guy Fieri. You got to say the name right. It's Guy Fieri. You got to say his name a certain way. You can't say Guy Fieri. You got to go Guy Fieri. There's some kind of twisted contortion you got to do with the middle of his last name.
So they have the guy hamburger buffet. And it is, it's really a great burger. It's a very, very good burger. Gotcha. So we get there, we sit down with the kids.
Because right, his restaurant in Times Square like 10 years ago was a dumpster. I keep going.
So the burger's pretty good. We get there, first thing we do, sit the kids down, everybody eats cheeseburgers from Guy's Place for lunch. So these burgers are pretty big.
Don't tell me your six-year-old kid.
He ate the whole thing. He ate the whole burger.
And then returned it all to the carnival pool.
Then we get back to the room, put the kids in bathing suits. Kids want to go in the pool. I go in the pool with the kid. He's floating around, swimming around. He's a good swimmer.
Guess what else is floating around?
Another kid jumps, which is a violation of carnival rules, by the way. Another kid.
Is there a lifeguard blowing a whistle?
There were lifeguards there. And
hey, don't jump it!
The kid jumps in cannonball style, and my son's right next to him. Now, this pool is packed. I mean, there's a lot of humanity in this very small pool.
Yep.
My kid catches the entire wave of salt water and swallows a big gulp of the salt water.
Oh, my God.
And I see it, and I'm like, hey, buddy, you okay? And he's like, I'm like, you're not okay, are you?
Holy God.
My kid gave back his entire burger. Oh, in the pool.
Hey, Guy Fieri, here's your burger back. Oh, my God.
So it's packed, like I said, with every different kind of person you can imagine in this pool. And people see this. People around us see this. I couldn't stop. It just kept going.
Anybody say?
What happened?
Yeah, it wasn't one burst.
Oh, no.
My Jesus!
It was five or six bursts of...
Have you guys ever done
that? What pulled the trigger was drinking the salt water.
Right.
It made him instantly sick.
So did the pool evacuate like someone spotted sharks?
So
I went out of the pool! Was like a mass evacuation?
So instantly I see the kid around the cloud of himself. I'm like, okay.
He's chumming the waters.
Okay. I'm glad you said that. The catalyst to the second story. Okay, first story. Still, I pull him out of the pool, run into a bathroom. I'm cleaning him up.
Right.
We get out of the bathroom about 3 minutes later.
Yeah.
The entire pool, nobody in it.
Yeah,
except for the lifeguard standing over it.
Your kid sent a Guy Fieri double cheeseburger back.
So, luckily, nobody knew my kid was the reason. All they knew was a kid.
You escape without the blame being cast upon you?
Maybe five or six people around us saw it, but the masses didn't see it.
And so, how many people were in the pool at the time of returning Guy Fieri's burger to the pool?
100.
Honestly, 100. Around the pool, and they made a whole area clear off. And I'm like, so what happened?
Was it a sesame seed bun?
No, it was like a potato roll. Good burger. And what happened? I'm like, and he's like, some kid puked in the pool. I'm like, that's awful. And they kept the pool. So to start the cruise, my kid cleared the pool because of vomit. Second story.
Oh, all right.
The first port of call was Half Moon Cay, which is like the private island of these cruise companies.
Okay.
And it was very nice. We go to the beach, beautiful beaches. We have a really nice beach day.
Okay.
And there's fish darting around. Again, the cruise, one thing they're known for is feeding you. Even on this island, everything was catered, and they had jerk chicken. Kids never really eaten jerk chicken before. But I'm telling them, hey, try this chicken. It's really good. And it was okay. But the kid ate a couple pieces of chicken. It just didn't sit well with him because he goes back into salt water. Salt water gets in his mouth. Apparently, salt water is my kid's trigger.
They have hot sauce for the jerk chicken if you want hot sauce?
They did.
I put that on everything.
Yeah, and I put that on the hot sauce, right? I put that on the jerk chicken. Yeah. So he eats his jerk chicken. Never had it before. I guess a little spicy for him. He drinks a little bit of the salt water. And we're in the ocean now. We're in the Atlantic Ocean.
He drinks more salt water?
He's in the ocean. I mean, wait a minute.
So now the chicken comes back to the ocean?
It was the most beautiful thing.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Because now we're in the ocean. There's no panic of getting out because the ocean is essentially a giant cesspool. He throws up all the jerk chicken into the water. We're in about 2 feet away. I'm sitting in the water. He's standing. This is coming out. And I'm in no rush to get him out.
This is a vomit comet cruise you're on.
So he feels better. I'm like, you okay, buddy? You all right? He's like, yeah, I'm okay. Okay, I'm good. I'm okay. And then 20 seconds later, the most beautiful school of silverfish just swam around my son and I.
Oh, my gosh.
It was magical. It was like we were transported into this
Yeah, because
feeding.
My son chummed the water with delicious jerk chicken. This one is melted from 500 yards away.
It's like what I saw in the Maldives last week.
Yes, I'm like,
you had the same type of fish experience that I had.
I'm like, hey, Mr. MJ's paying all kinds of money to do this in the Indian Ocean. Here we are just puking in the Bahamas and we get the same thing.
You're lucky.
Puking up jerk chicken and you got a whole big fish tank around you.
They were the most beautiful. I've never seen a fish like this. It was like a silver fish with like a silvery tail. It must be called like an angel fish.
You're lucky you didn't chum up barracuda.
That might have been batfish or something.
I don't know.
Yeah, Andrew, did you want to get in on this?
Is this the first time someone's ever lost weight on a cruise?
Fester's kid lost 19 pounds. He's now negative weight.
He gave a lot of it back, I tell you what.
Oh, my God. All right. And then Fester sends me this picture. So this is wrapping up Fester's story. They get off the ship in Miami. And this was what, on Saturday or Sunday?
Friday morning.
Friday morning. All right. We ought to get the picture maybe up on the website.
Yes.
Fester's family, they're disembarking. Is that what they call it?
Yeah.
Is it debarking or disembarking?
No, disembark. So you're
disemboweling?
No, it's not disemboweling. No.
What's that?
No, I don't want to talk about that.
Yeah,
No.
All right. So you're disembarking the ship on Friday at the port of Miami, and Fester sends me this image. It's the Miami-Dade Medical Examiner's van right next to the gangway.
You're kidding.
That can't be a good sign.
No.
Yeah, well, you get off a cruise and the medical examiner's office van from Miami-Dade is right there when you're walking off the ship.
Andrew, do we have a theme to CSI Miami?
Oh, my God.
Because I apparently witnessed it. That's a different wrong show.
I realize that. But, folks, it seems that there was at least one expiration. Maybe they got food poisoning from Guy Fieri's Burger Bar.
I hope not.
No,
the burger was really good.
You said the burger was fantastic.
Yeah. But where we're walking off the way, and there's all these different levels, and we have to walk down to go through customs. And my wife looks down, she goes, look at that. And it's like a small van. Must have been like a dwarf or something who expired. Was it like the big size of Cadillac?
You sent me that. I got a picture right here.
Let me find it. Yeah, I know.
It's a normal van. It's like a regular...
It's like a Ford van, like a Ford Transit van.
Yeah, but that's... How much...
Okay, I was up high. I mean, okay, you're right. Maybe it's a normal size
van. It's a regular van, and it says... I'm looking at the picture right now.
All right, maybe a normal-sized person, but somebody might have died on my cruise.
I'm looking at it. It's a regular-sized van, and it's got a blue and a green stripe and a black stripe, and it says Miami-Dade County Medical Examiner, and the van is right next to where you're getting off the gangway off of the ship. That means that somebody died on the cruise.
I know.
There was a dead body on your cruise.
I wonder for how long.
Right? What if it happened day one?
We've got pukes and corpses.
Oh, my God. What if I saw this person at the buffet?
You could have. Maybe their stomach exploded. Maybe they gorged themselves like that movie Seven, right?
Oh, yeah.
Right? You know, the gluttony guy.
Uh-huh.
Or maybe it was the Monty Python, I can't eat another bite.
I mean,
that's not a way to go.
There are thousands of people on this cruise. And like I said, they're all different ages. There were a lot of old people, too. A lot of young people. A lot of fat people. But, I mean, MJ, the fat people were amazing. It was the United Nations of Fat People. A lot of things were happening this month. It's Pride Month. It's Juneteenth week. All kinds of people were on. It was the biggest party boat I've ever been on because of the food and the fat people. It was great.
All right, so that's Fester's story. I wonder who expired. I wonder if we can find out.
Carnival?
What call am I taking here? What's the story? What am I taking? Line six?
Is he still talking?
Hi, good morning. It's MJ. Who's this?
Good morning, MJ. It's Jake.
Hey, Jake. Welcome to the broadcast. I don't know why you're calling because there's nothing on my call screener, but go ahead.
So I was thinking this coroner van, or this medical examiner van, excuse me, it might have been there because possibly maybe someone else in that pool might have accidentally ingested what Fester's son donated.
All right. Well, first of all, Jake.
What Fester's son donated.
That's impossible because my son vomited in the pool on Monday, and they cleared it out. Here, you know what the protocol is, MJ? What? For when a kid chunders in the pool?
Chunders. Yes.
15 minutes.
Right, but who's to say that?
Did they get, like, strainers out? Did they get, like...
As your son.
Hey, say that again. I didn't hear that. Say it.
Cannonball. The kid did the cannonball, and salt water ended up in your son's mouth, so your son donated violently, and it may have ended in someone else's mouth.
I'm sure, sir, you're correct. The billions of particles my son gave back, I'm sure some of it was ingested by other people. I don't know if it's enough to kill somebody. No, stop. That's a stretch.
But. All right, buddy. Thanks for the call. I don't know if we needed that call. Thanks for listening to the show.
We do need this information. Yeah. So one of the texters said they took a behind-the-scenes tour on a Carnival cruise, and they said it is not uncommon for someone to die on each cruise. And then they actually have cruise ships have morgues on board for this exact reason.
A couple of things, yes. I do know that people can expire on a cruise, and I do know that they have a morgue. They have a refrigerator to keep, like, passengers that expire. But did you just say it's expected that someone will die on every cruise? Did you just say that?
I mean, the law of statistics.
It is not uncommon for someone to die on each cruise. Okay, this is the text I got.
Okay, that's the text.
So I read whatever's texted to me. I don't verify it.
All right, now, some of these cruises, though, these cruises hold like 5,000 people, right?
I mean, you're right.
You're on a big boy. Yeah.
Some of these massive cruise ships, I think, can hold like 5,000 people.
More?
What do you mean more?
There's 7,000 people on a cruise ship.
What?
It depends on the boat, but yeah, some of these, and MJ, some of these cruises, mine was a 5-day cruise. We left Monday, we got back Friday. I was looking
at like bigger than the Footloose town.
It's 5,000 people in this town. We don't want dancing.
God.
MJ, there are some cruises, you know, and you know, this is 14-day cruises, you know, 2-week, 3-week cruises.
Is that true that like someone dies on every cruise?
Well, I mean, if you think about it, you're on a boat for a period of time.
With 5 or 7,000 people, what are the odds of mortality? I guess
depends on the person.
Unbelievable. Thanks to our caller. Thanks to our texters here at the MJ Morning Show.
The number one reason to wake up. The MJ Morning Show. Q105.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're about to do things to Roxanne's eyeballs. Mm. Now, listen.
Willingly,
Roxanne,
I'm excited.
You brought this up. Mm-hmm. You brought this up.
Yeah.
And, you know, I said yesterday, Roxanne says the darndest thing.
Blah, blah, blah.
Sorry, Froggy, you weren't here yesterday.
But it was a Bill Cosby reference. You're right.
It was. So Roxanne, during a commercial break, said, hey, MJ, I've got these eye drops that you put them in your eyeballs, and it turns your eyeballs into the whitest of white.
Alpine white snow.
That can't be healthy.
Right, but it's not.
But it is.
But it's not Visine. It's not like getting the red out. And this stuff is called what? Lumify?
Lumify. It's in a little tiny eye drop bottle with a purple cap. Here it is.
And when did you start using Lumify?
I discovered it over break.
And like your eyes look white, but like maybe a little grayish white.
Yeah, yeah. I feel that way as well. Because
your teeth are whiter than your eyeballs.
Yes, that's what I just looked at.
Do you use white strips?
Occasionally, but I drink a lot of coffee and red wine as well.
All right.
And so I put these, I look at my teeth right now. You're right. My teeth are whiter than my eyeballs.
They are. Yeah.
Okay.
So Roxanne says that she has got this stuff called Lumify, and you put it in your eyeballs, and it turns your eyeballs like white as the fresh driven snow.
Yeah, even really your pupils? Does.
No, it doesn't turn your pupils white.
No, your pupils are black, and then of course around your pupils you've got your iris, and of course that color varies. I've got like blue or grayish hazel or whatever the hell I have. And Roxanne, what are you?
Well, today they're green. It depends what I'm wearing.
Yeah, Fessy, you've got dark brown, looking eyeballs.
My uncle said my eyes are so dark because I'm full of bleep up to here. He put my forehead.
And guess what? Your uncle was 100% right.
Why your eyes are so dark? You're full of bleep.
So Roxanne, you're going to treat one eyeball? I'll just treat one. You're going to do how many drops of Lumify?
One.
You only do one drop?
You just do one drop.
What's the point of this? Okay, if you're going out, maybe?
Yeah.
So it makes your eye, the white part of your eye, whiter.
It makes you look tanner. Your eyes just look brighter and healthier.
Does this make you look more attractive to people?
Yes, it does. This is how it all started.
Can we find somebody that has jaundice?
Yeah, nobody comes up and says, you know what, I'm looking for somebody really good looking with like bloodshot eyes.
But exactly.
On Tinder. Oh my God. Look at the white eyeballs on her.
And this
white
is great. My eyes over break were brighter because I was getting 8 hours of sleep, but now I'm really tired today and I feel like they're just kind of, like you said, like grayish yellow. And so they are about to turn
into the brightest things. And then they make the color inside your eye brighter because the green against a white backdrop is amazing.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is a medical test. Is this over the counter or is this a prescription?
Really? Counter.
How much is it?
Lumify.
So this is a beauty thing.
Is this like where you get like a quarter of an ounce and it's $37?
No, it's not that much.
All right, Fester, I need you to take a picture.
Who invented this?
Before I move on, we're going to test and see
if... I'll take the pictures. He's a terrible photographer.
We need a before and after.
How are you going to take a picture of yourself?
Roxanne, open your eyes. No, you take it the other way. Take it horizontally. And then you need pictures of both eyes. Look at the camera. Open your eyes wide, and we're going to put the Lumify drops in only one of Roxanne's eyeballs to see if there's an absolute side-by-side difference.
This sounds like a hoax.
No, it's really
I think
really
she's
works.
Yanking my chain over here.
I can do it now?
Ready? Yeah, go ahead. All right, do it on MJTV so people can see.
Yeah, Roxanne.
Right here.
All right, Andrew, take Roxanne's camera. Yeah, just lean back and put them in your eye. And you know what? If you only do one drop, put seven in. If you're supposed to only do one, put seven in and really get this thing juiced up.
No, you take terrible photos.
Is it the subject? I don't know, Rox.
All right, so Roxanne is putting a drop of Lumify in her eyeball right now. Did it go in?
Yes.
All right.
Yes, it did.
And that's all you need is one drop?
Mm-hmm.
And you're telling me, how quickly am I going to see your eyeball?
Within 5 minutes.
Like Frosty the Snowman.
Within 5 minutes.
Within 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Right. So how much did you say you
Ladies get? And gentlemen, let me start the clock. Here we go. You will now hear this noise for the next 5 minutes. I'm kidding. That would drive me nuts.
So Lumify Redness Reliever Eye Drops.
Yeah, so why is this different than Visine?
Okay.
Because this has a different ingredient, and they were treating people with glaucoma, and they found that this was one of the side effects. This was a glaucoma medication.
It says works in 1 minute. And lasts up to 8 hours. It's different than Visine because Visine wasn't meant to be used every day. This is something that people can incorporate every day.
And Visine, by the way, is not designed to give people diarrhea as well.
No.
So, yeah.
And this is the crazy thing, too. Does that
mix it a drink?
No, don't do that.
Not really?
That's felonious.
Yeah,
If you put Visine in someone's drink, I believe that is a felony.
It's food.
Isn't that from a movie?
What were you saying, Roxanne?
It really stops working 8 hours in, so you have to time yourself because if you are out and you hit that 8-hour mark, it's like you're in the club and the fluorescent overhead lights just came on.
Imagine she's talking to a guy and right in front of him, and her eyes are just changing colors.
How much, MJ, is 2.5 milliliters?
2.5 milliliters is tiny. 2.5 milliliters, probably a quarter of an ounce. I mean, it's tiny. It's a little bit.
Oh, I'm sorry. I can see it here. It's less than that. It's less than a tenth of an ounce.
Cool. Okay, well.
So less than a tenth of an ounce of Lumify is $17, which makes its 1 ounce fee $206.
What? And 1 ounce is $206? We're complaining about $4.89 gasoline?
Yeah, but it doesn't make your eyes
Yes,
light.
As a matter of fact, we are. Yes. By the way, you know.
Guys, it's already working. It's insane.
I want it.
It's absolutely insane.
Holy crap.
I told you.
Your eye is whiter.
I told you.
Let me see your eye.
It's crazy.
It is.
Oh, my God. The other one's red.
It is. Your eye is suddenly.
It's nuts.
I
have to do the other one because I have to be even.
It's like a freshly ripped open ream of copy machine paper.
I told you.
With a high brightness number.
Yeah. Sure. Okay. This can't be good. Are your eyes going to.
No, it's absolutely good for your eyes. You're probably not going to get glaucoma either.
I got to believe this is FDA approved. It's by Bausch and Lomb.
I have molecular degenerative.
What?
I have molecular degenerative.
You mean macular?
Macular?
I'm pretty sure it's molecular.
is that what the guy put on your MD card?
Oh, it's degenerative. Degenerative.
No, it's not.
Tampa Bay's favorite morning show is back. The MJ Morning Show. Q105.
We're going to play a Morons of the News story game where I think I'm going to have Fester is going to be the question solicitor, and I think I'm going to have Roxanne and Froggy be the ones that try to blurt out what the category is. All right? So hang on.
Blurters.
You're going to be the blurters, so we'll do that in just a bit. All right, we'll culminate with this, I think. I think that's what we'll do. Got to try to time this out properly. All right, early morons of the news. This is not good. Would you guys be a little miffed if you're on a Greyhound bus and some other passenger
flips out and grabs the wheel of the bus and causes the bus to crash.
Yeah, I might freak out.
You imagine that? Some passenger. Some passenger grabs the wheel of a Greyhound bus. Yeah, crashed into a light pole as it was trying to exit Interstate 40. This is out in Albuquerque, New Mexico. A passenger grabbed the steering wheel during a dispute with another passenger. So wait a minute. Passenger A has a fight with passenger B, and one of the passengers ends up grabbing the steering wheel of the bus, causing the bus to crash into a light pole on an exit on I-40 out in New Mexico.
I'll show you. I'll crash this thing. What does that accomplish?
I don't know. The driver was critically injured, and at least four other people on the bus were brought to local hospitals, injuries that were not life-threatening. Police say the person who grabbed the steering wheel was also brought to the hospital to be evaluated for injuries. No other vehicles in the crash. That's all the information I have. That two passengers were arguing, and it culminated with one of the passengers grabbing the steering wheel of the bus. I mean, how does that go? Stop kicking me. You're kicking my seat. Stop kicking my seat. Why are you kicking my seat?
I'm not kicking your seat.
Stop kicking my seat.
I'm not kicking
That's it. I'm going to get up. I'm going to run to the front of the bus. I'm going to grab the steering wheel. I'm going to crash this thing.
Sure you will. Stop. Fine. Fine. Do that. Go ahead.
You know, really, the steering wheel is so giant. Almost anybody can grab that thing if they wanted to.
Yeah, from the third row, you can grab the steering
wheel. You can!
That's true. The bus steering wheels, are they still that big? I remember when I was a kid.
They were like this.
Yeah.
Like giant. Here we go. Not very good for the radio, but like giant this. Wheels. Yeah.
Froggy's holding his hands like at full arm span, and he's trying to pretend like yes. The wheels on the bus go round and round.
The listeners are going to have to just imagine how big this is.
Well, we have video, so they can look later.
Yeah, that's true. But I don't know if this is going to end up on MJTV.
It's not that good.
Yeah. But is that nuts?
You it's imagine? Crazy.
And then I would imagine the person that grabbed the wheel, if they crashed the bus, they were probably standing. Oh, you know what else they were doing?
Standing while the bus was in motion?
But it's prohibited to stand in front of the white line. Don't those buses have that? When I was a kid, that was also fascinating to me.
Have you seen the video, the pictures of this bus?
Oh, the bus is a wreck.
It is total.
Yeah, the bus.
Oh, my God.
And this is like a new Greyhound bus. Remember for years, like Greyhound was still running those ratty buses?
I thought they were cool looking.
It seemed that for years, and not too long ago, that Greyhound was running like buses that looked like they were out of 1959.
With that curvy aluminum siding. Yeah, with
almost like an Airstream trailer, yeah, you know?
That decal of the running dog. Yeah.
And then I've seen Greyhound buses recently, and they're like nice-looking new buses. Sleek new buses. And Fester brought up the image. I saw this last night. The bus is totaled. The bus is gone.
The entire windshield's busted out. The entire front right axle's destroyed.
But I thought there used to be like a sign on these buses that said, it's illegal to operate the bus with a passenger standing in front of the white line. Well, the point is, and I think buses still have that white line.
They should make it a red line.
I know when I go to the airport and I've got to take like an airport shuttle, like when I got to, grab the Hertz shuttle or the Avis shuttle or whatever, a lot of times, if you have an airport that still uses the bus to take you to the rental car place from the main terminal, I see the white line. I haven't been on a Trailways or a Greyhound bus in quite last
have
time.
Have you ever taken a Trailways or a Greyhound bus?
Yes, I have.
I've never been on one.
Fester, it was back in the days where things weren't too good in the Schnitt family. No.
I have to send you to Meemaw's for a year.
No, I took a Greyhound bus from Ithaca, New York, where I was going to college, to Syracuse to catch a flight. Because whatever reason, the flight I needed, I couldn't get the right flight out of the Ithaca airport, the Tompkins County Municipal Regional Airport, which back then used to be like a one-room cinder block shed, back in like 1984, 85. I think they've since redone the Ithaca Airport. That's where Ithaca College is. Cornell is up there. And I had to catch a flight back to Virginia Beach, and I had to go to Syracuse.
How far a trip was that?
It was like an hour and 15 minutes, maybe.
So you didn't
hour
make
like 20
a
minutes
cross country haul.
No. But that they stopped at all these little like drug stores in the backwoods of New York State. You know, all these little like bus stops were like drug stores or little markets, mom and pop stores. So that was like that was the one and only time I think I've ever been on a Greyhound bus, circa 1985.
Been on a party bus?
I'm sure you have.
With a twerking pole right in the middle, right, Rock?
Yeah. Short bus.
who's on the short bus?
Obviously, Roxanne.
So stop. All right, moving
I'm
along.
Kidding.
Morons of the news number two this morning. Roxanne loves this story. A 76-year-old woman vandalized the car of her ex's new girlfriend and wrote, "Slut in pink lipstick."
This is amazing.
All right,
what?
Come on.
I love this woman.
I mean, this is something that, you know, would happen up in, you know, that place, you know, that retirement community that spans a couple of counties.
I love the edges. Florida springliest town.
I just love scorned lover vandalism, period.
Oh, my. But 76-year-old was really?
Pink lipstick.
Was it septuagenarian? A septuagenarian?
Is that what 70 is? Yeah.
Septuagenarian, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. A 76-year-old woman here in Florida vandalized the cars of her ex and his new girlfriend a couple months back. She poured oil on the cars, wrote things like womanizer and slut in pink lipstick. She has been arrested on full felony charges. 76-year-old woman. Patsy flips out.
See, womanizer and slut are fairly current terms. It's not like she wrote hussy.
Go to Fessy, go to the smoking gun on this one. There's some more details on the police report. I meant to pull the police report, but I didn't have time. But when you think of, like, a catfight, I mean, you don't think of, like, 70-year-old women or a 76-year-old woman going at it, do you?
You know what?
These days, 76 isn't that old, you know.
Yeah, love is love, man.
Yeah, 76 is the new 30, right?
Yes, I'm going to get you for being a hussy, just like Roxanne said. Let me write it. Give me 30 minutes.
She drives up to her ex-boyfriend's house. He's probably like 80, right? She's 76. He was probably 80.
Oh, no.
She smashes her car into his and then poured oil all over the air vents and then wrote, in addition to writing slut and womanizer, also wrote loves kinky sex.
And what's her name?
Patsy.
Oh, Patsy.
Patsy. Hmm. Is that Patsy? Then went over to the girlfriend's car, poured oil on that, put a dead raccoon on the hood.
Yes.
I mean, this story just keeps on giving.
Where did that come from?
Okay, and Patsy's mugshot, she has this kind of smirk of, I don't give a crap about
anything.
Yeah,
I did it.
Oh, my God. A dead raccoon. Where'd she get the dead? Was she just driving around looking for roadkill? Oh, that's a good one right there. I'm going to grab that and put it on the new girlfriend's car.
I mean, the dead raccoon is actually Sumter County mascot.
Come here, Davy Crockett. Give me your hat.
By the way, she's all pissed off. This woman, Patsy, 76 years old. The boyfriend apparently went for a younger woman. She was 74 and a half.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Yep.
Whoa, robbing the cradle.
Okay, hold on.
Yeah.
No. This guy's really a dirtbag.
All right, so
she's 76.
I do have the ages.
He's 74.
Yeah,
so 74 is right, but he's 74.
Right.
He was really robbing the cradle.
Yeah, all right, so here's the deal. Patsy, the angry girlfriend, was 76. The boyfriend, 74.
Okay.
The girlfriend, and she's a real spring chicken, girlfriend clocks in at 64. So he really, like Fester says, robbing the cradle, going for the younger women.
Oh, yeah. Oh, baby. Look at those flats you're wearing today.
All right, are you guys ready for the Morons in the News game show?
Yes.
I've got a story here, which I love. It's a little gross, but I want to play like the $100,000, $20,000, whatever. This actual theme version. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the $20,000 pyramid. So on this particular story, we're going to do like a $20,000 pyramid game show here. All right, so I'm going to make Fester the contestant that's trying to elicit the answers out of Roxanne and Froggy. All right, Fester, so you know how it works. I'm going to, you look at the board, you look at the pyramid, and you know, to win the big prize in the winner's circle, you've got to guess what the category is. So Fester is going to give you things that will elicit you to blurt out the answer, category, which will be like things that blah, 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 blah. We're playing the game. Hey, Froggy, where are you going?
Froggy's an idiot, and he cannot have a liquid by his broadcasting area. He spilled, looks like his coffee dominoed into his water, and his entire microphone area is soaked.
Oh, my God. I'm in the middle of, we're doing a bit here, and he ran out of the room because he has to go get paper towel because he spilled the liquid all over the place.
Froggy redefines unprofessionalism.
And he could short out the equipment here. Look at that. Roxanne's like the quicker picker-upper over here.
She's using office paper.
So. Froggy, dude, you're
sorry.
Don't
mind me. I never even left.
You did leave.
No, I've been here the whole time.
I should have been a minute into this bit so far.
Sorry.
Just drop the paper towels. I got to play this.
All right, let's play.
All right, so Fester, I'm going to hand you the category in the $20,000 pyramid over here. Actually, with Strahan now, is it the $100,000 pyramid?
It's the $100,000.
All right, so I'll just bring it up to modern
times. I haven't watched it in many years, so this is...
They actually hide the $100,000 in his gap. That's what I heard, and they got
stacks of cash. All right, Fester.
All right.
I just handed Fester a post-it note with the category, so imagine that the little door flips over.
Right.
Clunk, you know, and here it is, and go.
Books. Secondhand merchandise. A dirty couch.
Rummage sale items.
Okay.
Froggy, you haven't said one damn thing.
Hoarders.
No.
Flea market.
No.
Rummage sale.
First of all, you gotta do things that
trinkets.
Old
electronics.
Things that you trade.
Things
that you trash.
Things that are not very...
Things that you throw.
Not very expensive things.
Things that you recycle.
You're horrible at this.
Used clothes.
Oh, things that you donate.
Okay, keep going with
things
that.
Things that you refurbish. Things that you...
Toys. Children's wear.
Garage sale items.
Okay, good. Keep going.
Things that you resell. Things that you sell at a...
Things that
you own stuff. Not new. Cheap. Poor people
things
go
there. Things at a dollar store.
Poor people go there.
Oh, things at a dollar store.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Froggy got it.
No, what? I said yes. It.
What? Froggy, hold on. At the end, what did Froggy say? I said, my last clue
things
was...
Things you donate to Goodwill.
Hello, I said that.
But you didn't...
You said things you donate. You didn't say Goodwill.
Oh, Goodwill.
Well, the actual thing is things you'd find at Goodwill.
Yeah, things you'd find at Goodwill or a thrift store.
Or a thrift store. That
you're
is it.
Professor, you're terrible
I gave
at this.
Great clues.
You know, we stayed on
use,
that...
Use, choose?
We stayed on that for the whole minute. Usually, if they can't get it, they say pass. You know, they say pass, and they go to the next one.
That was horrible, Fess.
You ready? You ready for this?
You have more?
Well, this...
Oh, okay.
I got to get to the story now.
Oh, let's just keep playing.
There's a reason why I came up with this concept. Things you find at Goodwill. Used books, old clothes.
Oh, my God.
In Erie, Pennsylvania, somebody keeps pooping on the floor at Goodwill.
Oh, phantom pooper.
So things you find at Goodwill...
somebody pooping on the floor. Somebody soiling themselves in the aisle. Somebody dropping it right there next to housewares.
A big load on aisle 5.
Oh,
man. Is that terrible?
All right. You want to know something crazy? I went to Goodwill for the first time ever.
Really?
This week. Because I had to pull over here on Gandy Boulevard, and I popped my head in. I was going to buy a piece of electronics, and there's a little sign. We're not going to take any exchanges. It has to work. I plug it in. It didn't work.
Really?
It's even better the second time around. The MJ Morning Show. Q105.
Here's the Q105 1K song of the day. You're shot to win $1,000. You're listening for Cruel Summer by Bananarama. When you hear it, played between 9 and 5 o'clock today, Be the seventh caller, 800-990-1047, and win $1,000. Cruel Summer, Bananarama, that's the 1K song of the day.
Fester, Froggy, and Roxanne. This is the MJ Morning Show. Q105.
Ladies and gentlemen.
He's not ready. You gotta pause. You gotta pause for 30 seconds.
I'm not gonna pause for 30 seconds.
Froggy's not ready.
I'll go ahead and I'll solicit the phone calls. You know what time it is? It is time for Hal Herman and the 8-bit hit. Folks, this is back after a little bit of an absence while we made a new producer transition. The 8-bit hit is simple, folks. These are hit songs, and apparently this is going to be the 80s and more. So 80s and more.
And more, much more.
Which would be probably some 90s. So if you want to play, if you've been waiting on the edge of your seat saying, hey, when the hell is Froggy and Hal Herman going to bring back 8-bit hit? Well, this is your turn. This is your time. We're going to play this like cheesy 1980s Atari 8-bit sounding computer music, but it's a rendition of a well-known song. You identify the song from the cheesy computer music. That's 8-bit hit. All right, let's go to the phones. I need to load them up. If you want to play, 800-990-1047. All right, 800-990-1047. Right now, to play 8-bit hit. You call up. We play the song on the air. You also hear it down the phone. And you tell us what the song is. Why did Froggy just leave?
Froggy was completely unprepared.
I'm introduced. Oh, you have my music.
All right. So we're taking callers now to play 8-bit hit. 800-990-1047. 800-990-1047. Fire up the phones. Load them up. 8-bit hit is starting right now with ladies and gentlemen. Oh, here's this silly intro. Here he is. Here's Hal Herman.
Welcome to the 8-bit hit.
There we go.
Now, I'm having an issue today.
What's your issue?
What is your issue?
I can't find my microphone, so I found the closest thing that looks like a microphone. I don't even know what this thing is. It looks like a tube of something.
I don't know what this is. Dude, that's the silly string.
Is it hairspray? I don't even know.
No, do not spray that in the studio again.
Did somebody spray this? That's been banned from the studio.
Shut the music off.
Wait a minute. I can't talk about my music.
Froggy, drop the Hal Herman. Froggy. Yeah. Froggy.
Come back, Froggy.
Hang on, I'll get Froggy.
Froggy.
Yeah.
Last time, dude.
Yeah.
Last time you sprayed that silly string.
That wasn't me.
Yes, it was.
That was DJ Yuckface.
It was not him.
You have this off-brand silly string. You wrecked the studio. You caused a major incident in this place.
That was Yuckface.
I didn't hear the end of it.
I just thought I could grab the closest thing. Is that what this is?
Silly string? Do not spray that.
I'm not. It's my microphone. How?
There were silly string fragments and little bits and droppings all over the equipment.
Hal, do you promise not to spray it?
I promise, Froggy. Do not spray that stuff in here.
All right. He's not going to do it, right?
Right. Now back to the show.
Let's celebrate!
No, Froggy, don't spray that, dude.
All right, I got my microphone back, so I am ready.
Yeah, Fester just found...
I told you it was underneath the desk.
I looked, I didn't see it.
Oh. Fester just ran and got Froggy's microphone.
I saw some sort of machine under there. Was that yours? It's called a fleshlight.
Stop. Dude, come on. This is a family show.
You know why I sit behind that desk,
okay,
right?
All right, I'm just kidding.
All right.
I'm just kidding. Let's go. Let's play the 8-bit hit.
Hal, stop yelling, please.
All right, let me see if this is better.
Is this better? Just speak normally. Okay, I'll speak normally.
Just do a mic check.
Let's go. Let me shut this off.
Whoa, hey! There's a lot of music going on. There we go. Let's slow it down.
Damn.
Let's keep it going like this. I like it.
He's dancing around like a maniac.
You dancing in the studio? There's nothing on the radio. You know that?
Oh man, I am so ready, guys. Welcome to the newest edition of 8-Bit Hit. It's been a long time, but this time we're doing 80s and more.
All right.
The more could be anything.
I mean, it's like 80s and like, you know, like gospel music from the 40s. I mean, what is it?
Find the music, MJ. Are you having an issue?
Yeah, I'm looking for your 8-bit hit songs. I got them right here.
Well, we got about 15 to do.
Hal, I
got to
tell you, your technical producer, MJ, sucks.
God, you're seriously all over the place. I got to hire somebody better.
Seriously. Let's go to caller number one for 8-bit hit, and let's say good morning to Mark in Bradenton. Mark, thanks for joining the chaotic MJ Morning Show this morning. Welcome.
Hey, guys, it's fun. I'm having a great time listening.
Well, thank you. We try
to... Would you say you were hitting the fun button today, Mark?
Sounds like it.
Thanks. All right.
So we're hitting the Q105 fun button for you?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
That's right.
Work.
Here we go. It is time to play 8-bit hit. I need you to identify this song.
Sounds like a ringtone.
What?
Sounds like a ringtone.
Well, that's it. It's 8-bit hits sound like cheesy ringtones. So, hang on a sec. Let me shut it off here. Do you know that 8-bit hit?
I got to go with Born in the USA by Bruce Springsteen.
That is correct.
Yes. Nice. Started off real easy.
On the week of the 4th of July.
Well, that's why I like to throw in some current events songs in there as well.
It's topical.
That is 100% right. First caller with the return of 8-bit hit. You got it. Thank you, Mark.
Awesome.
Thanks.
Awesome. You got it, guys.
Thanks for listening. Mark. Thank you. Keep listening all the way to the end of the show today. And you don't know what the hell's going to happen around here.
Never know.
Let's grab Liz in Newport Richey. Hello, Liz. How are things in Newport Richey today?
They're good. How are you guys?
We are lovely. Now, you're familiar with 8-bit hit, correct?
Yes.
All right. I need you to identify this 8-bit hit. Liz, you're awfully quiet over there.
I wear my sunglasses at night?
What? I wear my sunglasses. Yes!
Wow. These are real easy, aren't they?
I hit the buzzer accidentally while hitting the ding, ding, ding. Yes. Now, you got it. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Right, hey, so far, we're off to a very good start
100%,
here.
100%, which we've never got through a whole game with 100%
score. Yeah. All right. Let's go to caller number three. This is going to be contestant three. We're going to grab Kelly in South Carolina. Hello, Kelly. Welcome to the MJ Morning Show.
Good morning.
Kelly, where in South Carolina are you calling from?
Pawleys Island.
From where?
Pawleys Island.
You're calling from Pawleys Island?
Yes.
I thought you said Pawleys Violent. And that was great.
like Paulie Walnuts.
Paulie Walnuts is violent.
Paulie Walnuts is a violent guy.
Yeah, this is her cry for help.
Yeah.
This is
south of Myrtle Beach.
Yeah, this is Paulie's, like a paw, like a dog paw.
Oh, Paul. Oh,
Paulie's Island.
Oh, I gotcha. Right.
Never heard of it, but I'm sure it's lovely.
Yeah, here we go. Kelly, I need you to identify this 8-bit hit.
Oh. I know this song.
What is this 8-bit hit?
It's,
do you know it?
Oh, God. I got it on the tip of my tongue. It's that Tony Basil.
Bennett?
You got the artist, but what is the song? Oh.
How do you know the artist?
Tony Basil.
You know the most obscure. You know the most obscure part.
The video was a cheerleader. She's doing a cheerleader.
Yes.
Yeah, you got it.
You know everything but the name. What's the song?
What's the name of the song? You're about to give her blood type and birthday out, and you don't know the name of the song.
Blood type is. Wait a minute, hold on.
Oh my gosh, just say it for the love of Pete.
Come on.
Come on.
Kelly, what's the name of the song?
Come on. Hold on.
All right, you have 5 seconds.
Kelly, what?
Five.
four, three, two.
No.
She doesn't know. Next.
Kelly. Next.
Kelly, thank you for calling and listening in South Carolina. But
hold on.
And giving us all the details.
She's over. MJ, she's wrong.
Kelly.
Oh, my God.
Everything but what you needed to know.
We have to end it sometime. If you don't know, you don't know.
Well,
right?
She was born in 1958 in Tennessee. And her parents are.
What's the artist up to now? I think
she knew the current pH of Mickey Basil's urine.
My goodness.
But did not know the name of the song.
That was horrifically specific.
Folks, do you know the name of the song? Let me go to Enrique in Tampa. Enrique, can you pick up where Kelly just dropped the ball? Can you name this 8-bit hit?
Yes, I can.
All right, Enrique.
It's Mickey.
It is. Yeah! Hey, Mickey. Oh, Mickey, you're so fine. You blow my mind. Hey, Mickey.
I'm shocked that the other caller, it was so close.
She knew everything about Mickey, but Tony Basil, except the name of the damn song was Mickey. All right,
and say hello to your father, Julio, for me, Enrique.
Thank you.
First of all,
he got it.
Enrique, have you ever heard that before?
About saying hello to the uncle? No, I had. Well, the song, yes, but not the other stuff.
Right. That's right. I thought I'd bring up the uncle.
It was an Iglesias joke. So.
It was a Julio Iglesias.
I get it all the time. Yeah. Enrico Suave, Enrico Iglesias. Yes, I get it.
Enrique. Have a great day, buddy.
Right. Thank you, guys.
Tony Basil was born in 1943, by the way.
Oh, wow. No. Are you serious? So
according to Wikipedia, she's 78 years old.
Well, I trust our caller better than Wikipedia.
From the workout video, that woman's 78?
Oh, my God.
I mean, the video came out 40 years ago.
Guys, hang on.
Holy cow, she's dating Jack LaLanne.
Right back to the phones with the 8-bit hit. If you want to get in, folks, and remember that if a caller doesn't know, we go down the line. There have been cases where we've gone through like, what, 3, 4? What is the longest we've ever gone where a caller didn't know the song before somebody finally got it?
I mean, a four-peat might sound right. You know,
I believe it was 4 or 5 people in a row.
Yeah, 4 or 5 in a row where we stumped them.
Let's go to Lisa. Hello, Lisa and Largo. Welcome to the MJ Morning Show.
Hi.
All right, Lisa, are you ready to play 8-bit hit?
Yeah.
What song is this? Listen very, very carefully. Go. Okay. Hello, Lisa. Lisa, are you with us, Lisa?
Yeah.
Lisa, what's you're quiet, Lisa. What song is it?
I'm gonna go somewhere in the danger zone.
Ooh, no.
I live in the danger zone.
And close.
I mean, what are you hesitant about?
That's close enough.
Just say part of the second part of it.
Danger zone part is right.
Yeah, it's danger zone, Kenny Loggins, and of course. Why is that very fitting that we're playing the 8-bit version of Danger Zone this morning? Why is that very timely and fitting?
Because someone sprayed silly string in your eye.
No, what the hell? Are you drunk?
Hold on. Lisa, do you know what movie that song is from?
That is the movie...
Oh, my God.
I don't know.
It takes a long time to comprehend.
Hold on. Lisa.
I love Lisa.
Lisa, you don't know what movie the song Danger Zone is from?
Top Gun?
Yes.
Why are you hesitant about everything and then you know it?
Hold on. Are we speaking in a foreign language this morning? Or?
MJ, I know everything she said right? has been right, but I feel like she should be wrong.
Yeah, really.
You know, I mean,
the Danger Zone lyrics that she made up were not right.
It just seems like, you know how long it takes for like the radio signal to get from Mars back to Earth?
It's like we're on a delay and you're like waiting and we're all watching you.
We're waiting for the signal to come from the Mars rover right now.
Oh my.
Hey, Lisa, have a great day, okay?
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. Let's grab Susan in Lakeland, man. I love 8-Bit Hit. All right, Susan in Lakeland, you're on the MJ Morning Show. Hey, Susan, how you doing?
Hi, Susan.
I'm good. How are you?
You having fun listening to the MJ Morning Show this morning?
Always.
That's what we try to do around here. I need you to identify this 8-Bit Hit.
Oh, this is a good one. Yeah.
Getting anywhere, Susan? Do you have any idea what that 8-bit hit is? Say it again, please. Say it again.
It's Whitney Houston. I want to dance with somebody.
Oh, something smells fishy. Are you cheating, Liam?
Took you a while.
Yeah, another pause.
Hey, Froggy, how could she cheat?
Well, Froggy's out of the room. What are you talking about? My name is Hal Herman. I'm an individual.
No, it just seems like some of our listeners are in slow motion this morning.
Is everybody okay out there?
Hey, Susan, thanks for playing. You got it. It is Whitney Houston. I Want to Dance with Somebody.
All right. Thank you.
Hey, have a great weekend, all right?
She could not be less excited to be on the show.
No. My goodness. I mean, she called up the player. She's down on the like, out.
Okay, thank you.
Let's grab Amanda. Amanda's in Holiday. Hey, Amanda, welcome to the MJ Morning Show.
Oh, my God. I'm on the air?
Yes, Amanda, you're on the air.
Every morning. It wasn't
happening. Amanda, you listen every morning. Is that what you said?
Yes.
Are you crying?
No, I'm just, like, happy to be.
That's awesome.
Well, thank you.
This 8-bit hit that I love so much.
Oh, she must be a Hal Herman fan.
Well, here we go. Amanda, name this Hal Herman 8-bit hit.
Michael.
Hold on, what'd you say?
My girl is
correct. Woo.
Very good. Big hit from the 80s.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, so, like three beats. You got it.
All excited to be on the show, and she got
very
it
good.
Very Pepped quickly.
Yeah.
Is that from the 80s?
Of course it's from the 80s.
I was definitely born in the wrong era.
Oh, that's hey, Amanda, how old are you?
33.
Amanda, thank you so much for listening, and you got it. My girl.
What was it?
Have a great day.
We love you, too. Have a great weekend.
1986, 87, I believe.
Yeah, I think that's where her cell phone was from, too.
I thought My Girl was like 1956.
It's nothing but the 80s.
My Girl was not 1980s, but listen.
Close.
That's for more.
Hang on, this is the 80s and more edition of Hal Herman.
See how it happens? Sometimes you're going to get a more.
Yes. Hey, Andrew, what's up?
No, there was a different My Girl that came out in the 80s.
Yes,
Gone.
By like what? Belle Biv DeVoe?
Something like that.
I don't know. All right. Back to phones. How many more of these things do we have?
We got a few. I mean, we're rolling. Yeah,
we show up. Oh, look. We got a lot of the Moors coming up as well.
Get ready for the Moors.
You know what? Could somebody please get some graham crackers,
some
marshmallows, and Hershey bars? I would like to have some s'mores with the Moors.
Fester can start the fire.
And bring the goodies.
Yeah, Fester's very good at that. All right, back to phones. Let me grab Jamie in Tarpon Springs. Hey, Jamie, you're on the MJ Morning Show. Welcome.
Good morning.
Jamie, great to have you aboard here. 8-bit hit, you know how it works, right? All right.
Good luck, Jamie. By the way, it is my game show, even though I don't get to say anything to anybody.
I mean, seriously, MJ really has commandeered this entire show.
I thought I was the star. I'm the one wearing the tie.
If I let Hal Herman do the logistics on this thing.
Are you kidding? You want to get started with me today?
All right.
It could be a nightmare.
It would be. Wow. You're 100% right. It would be a nightmare. All right, Jamie, name this 8-bit hit. Go. Hold on. Say it again. Say it just a little bit louder. It is what?
Careless Whisper.
You got it.
I didn't think anybody was going to get that one.
And for the bonus s'mores that we're cooking here in the studio, who sang Careless Whisper?
Oh, I don't remember off the top of my head.
Darn it.
Really?
Well, he was the lead singer, but it was a group.
Yeah.
G-Unit?
Roxanne's having a stroke over here.
That's what we do around our house.
I think she was about to go George Michael.
Yes.
George Michael.
And of course, hey, Jamie, what group was George Michael with before he went solo?
Oh, I have no idea.
Yeah, good for you. Let Roxanne stroke out on it.
That's not a mating call.
It was Wham. But listen, that was bonus. Jamie, congratulations. You got a Careless Whisper. Have a great weekend.
Damn, I thought she was going to miss that one. Darn it.
I might be getting over the 80. I might have to have... Oh, no, I got a couple. Because we have a lot of mores coming up.
It's the 80s of more. We have some 80s. We have some more.
Jack is in Lakeland. Hey, Jack, you're on the MJ Morning Show. Welcome, Jack.
Hey, good morning.
Jack, 8-bit hit. Identify this song and hit it. Jack, do you know that 8-bit hit, buddy?
Oh, it sounds really familiar, but I am not. It sounds like an 80s rock song, but I'm not coming up with anything.
Are you in the middle of a drag race, Sarge? Roll your window.
What are you racing for, pigs, Kanicki? What's happening? What are you doing?
I'm walking my dogs, and there's all kinds of cars driving by.
Yeah, don't
get hit. Real answer.
Who the hell calls a radio show when you're walking your dog on Dale Mabry? Sir, stop walking your dog on the interstate.
Well, he's in Lakeland. I don't think I don't think he's on Dale Mabry.
I was with Jack. I have no idea what that song is.
What?
Really?
It's very newsworthy as well.
It's very current right now because of a little pop phenomenon going on. All right, so Jack didn't know it. Well, Shirley's in Clearwater. Hey, Shirley, welcome to the MJ Morning Show.
Good morning. How are you?
Shirley, you got to pick up where Jack left off. And I need you to identify this 8-bit hit. I mean, if you don't know it from the very beginning, the first, couple of seconds, you're not going to know the song. Shirley,
the first one I haven't known.
Oh, of course, what they all say.
Oh, you don't know Shirley?
This is the one.
All right, Shirley, thanks for trying.
By the way, it is an 80s song. It is an 80s song.
That is, and it's very pertinent right now. What did you say?
Very pertinent.
It is pertinent right now because we talked about it because it's featured prominently in one of the biggest...
Don't give it away!
...streaming shows right now.
How's that giving it away?
I don't know what you're doing. You either know or you don't know how.
Let's grab Will. Will's in Riverview. Hey, Will, welcome to the MJ Morning Show. How are you?
Hey, morning. Love you guys, and I'm glad your dog is okay, man.
Well, thank you very much. Yeah, Gatsby is fine after the Bufo toad encounter. We got lucky, and I'm so sorry for all the other folks that are out there that have not had successful endings with an encounter with a Bufo toad and their dog. All right, so, Will, I need you to come up with this. I want to move on to the next song. So, Will, name this 8-bit hit.
Metallica, Master of Puppets.
Yay! Yes! You knew Will was going to know that one.
Dude, it is Metallica, Master of Puppets. And the reason why that's relevant right now is that's featured in the season 4 finale of
Stranger Things
on Netflix.
Season 4. Resurgence of the Master of Puppets.
Yeah. So, hey, great job, Will, and I thank you for listening, buddy.
Hey, you guys have a great day.
Stop smacking
comedians.
Yeah.
That's different Will.
Get it? Because he's Will Smith. Remember when Will Smith smacked Chris Rock?
It's a different.
That's what I'm referring to.
Yeah, not the same Will.
Let me say hello to, looks like what, Ashley? Oh, no, it's Alan. Hey, Alan in Seminole. Hi, Alan. Welcome to the MJ Morning Show.
Hey, what's up?
Doing well, Alan. We need you to identify this 8-bit hit. Hold on a sec. Hang on. Let me shut the music down so I can hear you. Who do you think it is?
Depeche Mode.
What is the name of the song?
Personal Jesus.
Oh, yes.
I thought that was going to be tougher.
Wow. Congratulations, Alan. That was fantastic. You pulled that one out. Have a great weekend.
Thank you for your wrench.
You know,
okay, every caller, dude, you don't need to come up with something.
I get it because he's an Allen wrench.
Yeah, we got it, the Allen wrench.
I am on a roll today.
Oh, yeah, you're really on a roll.
I bought my couch from your brother Ethan's place.
Yeah. I got to be honest, I thought that one might take two or three callers.
Me too, I was hoping.
Yeah, personal Jesus.
Darn it.
Just a few more to go. We'll grab Matt in Tampa. Hello, Matt. Welcome to the MJ Morning Show.
Hey, guys.
Matt, I need you to identify this 8-bit hit. Matt, yeah. Do you know that 8-bit hit?
I do.
What is it?
Owner of a Lonely Heart.
There you go.
Matt, good job.
Good job, Matt. That was fast, too. That was phenomenal.
Hey, why don't you stop hanging out on people's front porch?
We stopped making...
Thank you, Hal.
Because he's a doormat.
Yeah, you're a doormat.
You're objectifying all the callers.
Hey, Matt, have a great day.
It's awful.
Holy.
Let me grab Ashley. Ashley's in lovely Plant City.
Furniture?
I got nothing. Yeah,
speaking of buying furniture.
Take it. Hey, Jesus. Ashley, welcome to the MJ Morning Show.
Hi, how are you?
Just get your joke out of the way.
Hey, Ashley, why don't you stop selling couches on the side?
Or why don't you stop hooking up married people?
Yeah, Miss Madison.
So Ashley Furniture and Ashley Madison, all right. I got you.
Hey, were you on SNL about 12 years ago and you had a throat issue and therefore you were caught lip syncing?
Ashley Simpson?
Ashley Simpson.
Ashley, you ready to play 8-bit hit?
Hey, were you a twin on Full House?
Froggy just
got this morning. He's on roll.
I don't know what's going on. He's on drugs this morning.
Exactly.
I just dumped that.
That was a bad one.
What's the matter with you? What's the matter with Roxanne? What is wrong with you?
I can't believe you just said that.
I've never felt so bad about laughing. Oh my god,
that was bad.
I just dumped that.
That was horrible.
You are awful.
That was horrible. Where did Roxanne go?
Oh my god!
She ran out of the street.
Froggy would never say that.
Listen.
Oh my god.
Those on MJTV. I could not stop that on MJTV.
All right.
Those that are listening to streaming online on MJTV, and when we stream, any curse word or that all goes over.
No.
But I hit the dump button. On 104.7 FM. Froggy, that was awful.
First of all, name's Al. Sometimes I black out when I get in a roll of jokes, and I can't believe I said that myself.
Actually, we apologize.
I apologize.
And okay. If there's any listener's name Wynonna, please don't call in this segment.
Oh, my God. That is awful. What is wrong with you, Froggy?
I could have gone with it. Your sister been caught stealing.
Stop.
Oh, my God.
All right, Ashley... Way to derail it, Hal.
I'm sorry. I apologize.
Ashley, you ready to name this? Where did Roxanne go?
I don't know. I think she made an accident over there.
She ran out.
I think she peed her pants is what happened.
It was such a guilty laugh.
Oh, my God. Anyway, it was horrible, Froggy, but I think Roxanne has a twisted sense of humor. All right, so Ashley, I need you to identify this 8-bit hit, Ashley.
All right, she's back.
Hard win. I knew all the other ones.
Yeah. Oh, hold on. You don't know this one?
This is a more.
Yeah, this is a more from like 5 years ago.
No. Six.
Oh, man. Ashley, you don't know?
Play it one more time. Let me hear it.
All right, here it is. Maybe it needs to get going. Maybe we need a little bit of the hook or something.
Let it go for a little bit.
Hang on. Let it go. Listen carefully. I'm going to shut up and let you listen. Go.
Oh,
Hold on. What is it? Say it again.
That, come on, baby.
Oh, no, it's not.
Here's my number, so come on, baby. That one?
No, it rhymes with come on, baby, but it is. God, after all of that Ashley mess.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, Ashley didn't get it.
Ashley's still on?
Yeah, Ashley. Yes.
Ashley.
Roxanne, why did you run out of the studio? Did you, like, have an accident? Or you just were embarrassed to be in the studio after what Froggy said?
A combination.
Yeah. All right. She has a similar lyric, but yeah. Let's grab Tammy. Tammy is up next on the MJ Morning Show 8-Bit Hit. Hey, Tammy, welcome. Can you identify this Hal Herman 8-Bit Hit? Tammy, do you have it?
I think she hung up.
Tammy hung up?
That's the intimidation of the 8-bit.
Okay, wait.
Tammy hung up on us.
Hal, when you say the 80s and more, this song came out in 2012, okay?
That's the more.
That's much more.
It is much more. But have we ever had a caller hang up on us during 8-bit hit?
That might be the first.
I think the first time a caller hung up on us. All right, Steve's in Largo. Hey, Steve, welcome to the MJ Morning Show.
Hello, thanks for having me on.
Steve, great to have you on. Let's go. Steve, can you name this 8-bit hit?
Shadows by Alpha Stream.
Say it again.
Shadows by Alpha Stream.
Close.
No, close.
No. What did you say? No.
What did you just say?
I don't even know what he said. Shadows by Alpha Scream?
No, I think he's
Alpha Scream, yeah.
I think he's sleeping.
I don't know what the hell that is.
Thank you, Steve. All right, so, MJ, hold on. We have three in a row that have gotten this wrong.
Yes.
Four is the record.
Oh, no.
Really?
Yes. This is no.
Let's see if Jennifer in Seminole can pull it out. Jennifer, you're on the MJ Morning Show. Hello, Jennifer. Welcome.
Good morning.
All right. Jennifer, I need you to identify this 8-bit hit.
I think I know it. It's Call Me Maybe.
Oh. Did you say Call Me Maybe?
Maybe you know it.
Yes.
That is correct. Oh. What's her name? Carly Rae Jepsen. What's her name?
Carly Rae Jepsen.
Jepsen, yeah.
If you ever want to have a good laugh, look up Carly Rae Jepsen first pitch at the Tampa Bay Rays
game. One of the worst things I've ever seen.
It's the worst first pitch you've ever seen in the history of Major League Baseball.
No. Who was the rapper that, like, hit the mascot in the face? That was the funniest one ever. Hey, thank you for saving it so we don't go into record territory.
No.
Yep.
That is a shame.
Jennifer, thanks for playing. You got it. Congratulations.
Thank you. Have a good day.
All right. I think we only have two more to go. All right.
Oh, man. It's coming down.
We got to get to Bonnie next.
We need to, you know, listen, if you're on hold, just hang on because there's no guarantee that the callers are going to know what it is. Where's Bonnie? Oh, Bonnie's been holding a long time. Bonnie in Lakeland. Hey, Bonnie, welcome to the MJ Morning Show.
Good morning.
All right, Bonnie, are you ready to play 8-bit hit?
Yes.
Now, how have you done so far? Have you done well?
80%, maybe.
Okay, well, let's see if you know this. Cheesy 8-bit computer-sounding music. What is this?
Come on, Bonnie.
Bonnie, do you know?
Don't you dare ask Clyde.
All right.
I'm working through it.
Wow.
Can we play a little more? Do we have any more?
Yeah, I can play it.
Maybe play the hook.
It's like a minute in.
Beautiful, though.
Now, you should know by now.
That's good.
Yeah.
It's almost like the version of the song.
Like right there, it's very recognizable.
Was Bonnie just agreeing with you? Like, yeah, I should.
Bonnie, do you know it, yes or no?
I can hear her voice, but I need more.
She needs more.
Sorry, see that look in her eyes?
She needs more. She didn't make a guess yet. She's not wrong yet.
All right. Well, it is the 80s and more. So here's. All right. Let's play a little more for you. We'll shut up so you can concentrate.
Name this 8-bit hit. Body, I got to get an answer.
All I can come up with, look in your eyes.
You know, I think that's one of the lyrics, actually.
Yeah, I said that
one. Oh, Bonnie.
Yeah, I can't give it to you, Bonnie, but thanks for holding.
Oh, gosh.
And thanks for listening and playing along. See, this is why you got to hold on, because you don't know. We could have 10 callers in a row that don't know it. How about Christy in Odessa? Christy, MJ Morning Show. Christy, do you know this 8-bit hit? Oh, that was not a good sign. No. That was a sigh. That was,
That wasn't good.
I don't know
it. How do you not know this song?
Right, this legitimately is an 80s song,
right?
I know it.
All right, what is it?
Listen to Your Heart by Roxette.
Yes!
All right!
Oh, man.
How she got that right away.
I thought we were going to go to 9 o'clock with that sucker. Hey, Christy, thank you so much, and have a great weekend.
Oh, you too. Thanks.
Bye, Christy. Bye, Christy.
And this is the last one.
All right, guys. This is it.
This is going to be and more.
Yes.
This is going to be a and more one. Yes. All right.
Now, good luck, everybody.
All right. Everyone on hold. Hang on, because if they don't know, we go to the next line. Cindy is in Clearwater. Cindy, welcome to the MJ Morning Show. Final cut here. You ready?
I'm ready.
Cindy, name this 8-bit hit.
Oh, I know what it is.
Hi, Cindy. What is that 8-bit hit?
Oh, gosh. I can't think of it. Oh, gosh. Think of it.
Oh. No idea, Cindy?
So confident.
What? Say it again.
Can you do it again?
Oh, yeah, I can play it again. Yeah, you get 2 shots. All right, here it is. One more time.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, you're humming it.
I haven't had enough coffee. I know most of them today.
All right, so do you have somebody else in the car with you?
Yes.
And neither of you know the song, right?
I know the song, but I can't think of the name.
Hey, listen.
I don't even know the song, and I can't.
What?
No.
Thanks for guessing. What'd you say, Rox?
I don't even recognize it. It's unrecognizable to me.
You may have to play it a little longer, MJ. It gets into.
Are you kidding me?
This might be one of the most recognizable songs in the history of music.
It is. This is a very recognizable song. Let's go with Pat in Newport Richey. Pat, this is the last one, and we got to move on here because we're late getting to Roxanne's kind of. I don't even know if I want to talk about Roxanne's thing here, but I don't know. Hi. Hey, Pat, welcome to the MJ Morning Show. Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Pat. This is the last one. Help us end the segment. What is this 8-bit hit?
Come on, Pat. You got this.
I got it. Head Out on the Highway.
Yeah, that's the... Well, what's the name of the song?
That would be
Looking for Adventure?
That's the opening lyric, but what's the name of the song?
Whatever comes my way?
Oh, maybe you're going to make it happen? I don't know. I
mean, the name of the song, Pat, is
The Hook. I can't think of the name of the song. I got all the words.
Keep singing it. Everybody stop. Pat, just sing the song.
Looking for adventure, whatever comes our way. Born to be wild.
Yeah! All right,
Pat.
All right, fantastic. That ends 8-bit hit.
Oh, my God.
Finally.
I'm exhausted.
And Froggy, you got my little Pat reference in there, didn't you?
Hal got it. Froggy would have. He's an idiot.
When I said, hey, Pat, I went...
Hey, you're taking my gimmick. You're making jokes of people's names.
Pat, do you know what the is?
No.
You have no idea. When I say the name Pat, you don't know what... No idea?
I have no idea.
Oh, man.
It's that Pat character from Saturday Night Live, the androgynous Pat.
It's Pat.
Have a great weekend.
You too. Thank you.
Yeah, Froggy got it right away. I'm sorry. Hal Herney got it right away.
Yeah. All right, I got to go get Froggy. Guys, yeah. It was nice to see you.
Yeah, Pat wasn't very impressed.
All right.
There it is.
Thank you for hanging out with me in another edition of 8-Bit Hit.
The triumphant return of 8-Bit Hit here on the MJ Morning Show. Wow, that was...
All comments made on 8-Bit Hit do not don't mean anything to Froggy.
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com. Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
Now, Sam, this whole spiritual cleanse thing, I think this is your wheelhouse. Can you explain? Do you ever spiritually cleanse yourself with your pants off?
No, I've never. I do spiritually cleanse pants on.
Okay.
She's pantsed when she does it.
Yes, but I do. The only thing I've ever done that's even close to that is I've gotten some sage and I've like taken it around my house. If I felt like there was any bad energy in the house.
You're yanking my...
No.
You don't
come on, come on. You're yanking my leg.
I haven't... it's not like something I do...
You're yanking my Red Mesa burrito over here.
I've
come on.
I've done it a couple times.
Get your hands off my Red Mesa burrito.
All right, hold on. I don't even know if they have burritos on the menu at Red Mesa, but anyway.
No, they have white sangria.
What things that look like a big joint? You walk around your house with those things?
Yeah, totally. Yes.
Whoa. Hold on a minute.
What?
Roxanne, you're really like... You're some kind of witch doctor?
No,
walking around your house with
witch
doctor. Sage?
That's not witch doctor at all. Yeah, you burn, you light it.
Smoke?
Yeah, and you light it and you walk around the house wherever you think that.
What do you get the sage out? You get the sage out of the spice cabinet next to the bay leaves and the cayenne pepper?
You order it online.
Oh, you got to order special.
It's special sage.
Oh, so you don't get it in the spice aisle at the Publix or Winn-Dixie?
Right.
Or your Walmart local grocery store.
No, it does. It does. Like Froggy just said, it looks like a big, huge joint. It's just like, and it's wrapped in string. It's just a big stick of sage. You light it. The smoke comes out. You walk around. You're like, all right, get this bad energy out of here.
Come on. I mean, you get it. Really? You believe that there's bad energy in your house? And by you lighting some sage stick is going to chase the bad energy out of your house? Yes. Come on. Are you really?
The studio. Hates sage. Yes.
Bring it to the studio, Sage Fester.
You know what? Hold on. I got bad energy in my house. I'm going to walk around with some fresh basil.
I feel better already.
Pizza.
You
got to
smoke it. You got to smoke the basil.
No, I have thought about bringing some sage to this studio.
Oh, my God.
And just when you guys leave, I'll do it. You don't even have to know I do it.
Roxanne, when was the last time you burned sage while walking around your house saying, evil spirits come out?
It's not. I mean, I did used to be married, so I had to sage my house after I got divorced.
You had to like do an exorcism to remove your husband's bad divorce mojo energy?
We needed
it. You had to get rid of player energy.
You had to get rid of the bad juju. Is that it?
I had to just clear out, start fresh. It's not a big deal. A lot of people do it. A lot more people. You should ask callers who has saged their house. Oh my! Before.
Talk about a scam. That's as bad as that pop-off guy who sold water.
Oh, yeah, that pop-off holy water, dude. You know what? Yeah, I might take you up on that. You want to go to phones on this?
Nobody does this.
All right, let's go to the, let's go to the I have bad energy in my house and I walk around with burning sage. Do you also do you have any chicken sacrifices? Do you have any?
No.
Do you walk around with animal bones or?
Yes. Animal bones in hand.
Yeah. Let's go to phones on this.
Phones are ringing. You haven't even given the number.
I know. I want to know if you're running around your house trying to get rid of the bad energy by burning sage and going from room to room. All right.
Someone just texted. Hi, I sage my office once a week.
Yeah, he's a wicked.
Listen, I'm not doubting that people do this. Roxanne, what I'm doubting is that this is just A little bit. That's all I'm suggesting. It's a combination of.
Hang on a minute.
It's a combination of
woo.
And it's woo cuckoo.
Woo.
That's what. Oh my God! Look at every single line. Holy. All right, let me go to phones. I asked for calls on this. Let's
sage lines.
I mean, Froggy's right. This is a sage company sitting on bundles and bundles of this stuff. How do we move this sage?
Oh, yeah.
Sell it to housewives.
Irene is in Tampa. Irene, you're on the MJ Morning Show. Hi.
It's not as crazy as you might think.
Yes, it is.
Sage my house. No, you can Google it. It's scientifically proven sage, burning sage, literally cleanses the air of bacteria.
In your face, science proves it.
No. Hold on a minute. Yeah, hold on.
Cleanse air with smoke.
Wait, hang on. There's a difference between if this really does an air cleanse, which would be scientific, versus trying to get rid of the bad energy in your house. That's different.
Froggy, you better.
I do use it. I did it for the same reason my son did it. I had a bad divorce, and afterwards, I went through the house.
You wanted to get rid of your old husband's stank?
No, you get rid of any negative energy. It does work. I know it sounds crazy, but it does work. And there's a lot of people who do this. I work with a lot of professionals, a lot of doctorates, and they believe in it, too.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Irene, thanks for the call. Listen, I'm loaded.
Irene, you're insane.
Let me grab Tammy. Tammy is in the Clearwater. I'm sorry, Bradenton. Hello, Tammy. You're on the MJ Morning Show.
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing well. All right. Do you sage your house to get rid of ghosts?
I do. And trust me, it helps. It helps.
All right. Now, what was the bad stuff going on in your house that you had to walk around going, sage, sage, burning
sage everything?
I know. You can just sense when something's not right. And there for a while, I wasn't sleeping well and everything. And you sage, I sleep like a baby after I sage.
All right.
That's true.
Scam in the world.
Thanks for the call. Let's grab Karen in Clearwater.
That's true. You do sleep better.
Hey, Karen, you're on the MJ Morning Show. Are you saging your place, walking around, holding sage, burning it in your house?
Absolutely. Oh, it works every time. Use it if there's sadness. Like, say, for example, somebody dies that's close to you or something, and there's a lot of sadness. It works for anger in the house. It works for sometimes we get these spirits in the house, and it works every single time. There's a lot of people that do this. It really works.
Oh, you guys are all hoodwinked.
This sounds like the biggest wambookie of all time. I'm sorry, Karen. All right, wait a minute. Dave is in Sun City. Hello, Dave. You're on the MJ Morning Show. Are you walking around your house with sage going, da-da-da-da-da-da?
No, but I wanted to pass on something. We were at the Armature Works, and we stopped at the Whole Foods that was there, and they sell it. I've only been in one Whole Foods, but they sell the sage, whatever it is.
It's a mainstream product.
You don't have to go online.
Wait a minute. They have a Whole Foods at Armature Works?
Across the street from Armature Works.
Across the... I'm thinking of the actual building with all the restaurants inside. Right.
No. Across the street, there's a Whole Foods there. We went to an event there and ended up parking near the...
Gotcha.
And so we went through the whole... And it's the first time I'd ever seen sage. I've seen it used in movies before, but it was the first time I'd seen sage sold.
The sage lines are on fire.
Every flipping line is ringing.
The sage lines are smoking.
My God. All right, Rachel, quick. I got to go quickly. Rachel, quickly. You're on the MJ Morning Show. Hi.
Hi, good morning.
Are you saging your place?
I do sage my house. My husband hates the way it smells, so I have to sneaky sage it.
And why are you saging your house?
Well, it's also an antimicrobial, which it kills airborne bacteria and fungus and things like that.
But no, I understand. If that's scientifically true, okay. But trying to, clear out the bad spirit mojo stuff, I mean, that's what Roxanne originally said.
It does that too. People use it for that too. And they, if you have a tarot reading or something like that.
I don't believe in tarot reading. I don't believe in getting
if you go to a medium or something.
I don't go to mediums. I don't believe in Whoopi Goldberg.
Either, but I watch TV.
Oh my God. All right. The phones are jammed here.
Can I come sage your house?
No! Sometime? Stay away from my house with spices, okay?
There's not enough sage on earth.
All right. Look
at the phones. Oh, Roxanne's like, I told you so. Roxanne's giving me the, oh, you didn't believe me. I told you so.
And I want to be clear about something. I know you're sitting here thinking, oh, at least we have Roxanne to resonate with the weirdos. She can say her kooky sage magic, and then we can, you know, have everybody call in. Let me tell you, this is mainstream stuff.
Hey, do you need any chicken bones and goat blood by any chance? Is that
actually, yeah, she needs like 3 gallons of goat blood for the weekend.
You have some around the house. Bring it on Tuesday.
I got to go back to phones here because I cannot believe this. If you're just tuning in, I was going to move on, but I want to finish up with these phone calls because every line is jammed. Roxanne, how did this? Oh,
because the guy was cleansing himself. The moron in the news, right up the street.
We had a moron in the news story. I just threw the story on the floor. Hold on, talk for a minute.
Okay,
the story is almost irrelevant, MJ, because there's just this guy naked with his junk out, trying to chant and cleanse himself spiritually at the Red Mesa.
If you're just tuning in, a guy by the name of Kenneth Gray, 29 years old. He tripped the silent alarm by jumping the fence at the Red Mesa Cantina right here on 4th Street in St. Pete, right down the road from us. And the cops arrived, and the guy has his pants down, his junk is hanging out, and he's doing some kind of a chant. And then he said to the cops, hey, I'm spiritually cleansing myself on, like, the patio of the Red Mesa on 4th Street with his burrito hanging out. And he's chanting, and then somehow Roxanne said, because he said that he was spiritually cleansing himself. And then what did you say, Roxanne?
Roxanne didn't volunteer anything. You kind of being a little bit of a smartass.
Oh, that's right.
Roxanne, do you ever spiritually clean around your house with your
that's
pants
what happened.
Off?
Oh, that's right. Yeah. You went the pervy route.
No, because you're... Well, because listen, the guy say...
It's more...
The guy's pants were down at the Red Mesa. Right.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, did they fumigate? Did they sterilize the place after...
They need some sage there.
Roxanne said, hey, I spiritually cleanse my house by walking around and I burn sage and I walk from room to room. And I'm like, what? You're walking around your house burning sage, cleansing your house of spirits?
It's not that weird. As we've learned this morning, a lot of people do it. Everybody does it.
The phones just blew up. Let's go back to phones. I'm not giving up the number. I'm just going through these calls, and I got to move on. All right? Let's grab Marty in St. Pete. Hey, Marty, you're on the MJ Morning Show on Q105. Hi.
Good to be here. Thanks for having me.
No, sorry. Not you, Maniac Marty.
Oh, my God. I'm sorry. I'll take my go back under the bed.
Maniac Marty.
Get out of here, Marty.
You're screwing everybody up.
I want to first start off by saying I am a Christian and I have Indian heritage background, so please not be offensive. But the place that I was living in with a roommate, we had two young spirits, children that had died, and we didn't know about it. But we went to the reservation and got sage. And we saged the whole house because it started out friendly. It's just cabinet doors moving and doors moving. And then it got to the point where they got very aggressive and they were holding my roommate down by his feet.
Whoa, come on, wait a sec. You're telling me that the spirits of the children that passed away in the house were holding your roommate down?
They held a full-grown person down.
Wait a sec, Marty. This is Maniac Marty. Oh, Marty, hold on a sec. Marty, hold on one sec. Marty, did you ask me at the beginning of the call that you wanted me to be culturally sensitive?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
You can offend a lot of people by your comments.
Hold on. I'm offending people by saying that I think it's weird for Roxanne to run around the house from room to room burning sage to cleanse it?
Yes, it is offensive.
Yeah, Marty's reading this completely wrong. If anything, we're exploring this and learning more about it, Marty.
I appreciate, I've listened to you since 93 up in St. Louis.
Yep.
And I appreciate everything that you guys have done for the community, but you cannot be offensive to everybody and say, woo,
of all the stuff that you've done, MJ, is going to get you in the most trouble with the people.
Wait a sec. So, Marty, you're telling me that when I play, you're offended by that?
No, I'm not. I'm offended by how you make fun of Roxanne for the way she does stuff.
Ooh, Marty, you got my back. Thank you.
Marty, I'm just saying that it seems to be a little, you know, off-kilter and weird that Roxanne...
People get uncomfortable when they don't understand stuff. And you can't always throw everything by scientific.
But Marty, also, Marty, keep in mind that I'm not trying to offend you, and I cherish you. Marty, I cherish you as an MJ Morning Show listener for all of the years. I guess he used to listen to us on our St. Louis affiliate because we were on the air in St. Louis for years on Z107.7. Yeah. Now, Marty, I don't want to offend you. I want to have you as a listener for as long as we continue to do this. But understand that I'm a little skeptical when you tell me that two little spirits of children were holding your roommate's legs against the bed.
Have you ever, MJ, been held by two little children's spirits against your bed?
No.
Then how would you know what it's like? Yeah.
They were his MJ. Children.
Yes.
Chloe and Julian were holding them down.
Have you ever seen God?
No, I have not seen God.
I'm not going to see him.
Fester, the caller can't hear you. Just quiet for a second. Yes, go ahead. Marty, you there?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I was telling Fester to pipe down because you can't hear him. All right, go ahead.
No, many people have not seen God, but they know they're there. He's there. That's why I'm saying there are spirits there. You may not in your lifetime ever see one, and I'm, as a Christian, didn't think I would.
All right, so tell me, where was your roommate's legs pinned down? What city was this?
It was in Largo. I know you laugh about Largo a lot, but it happened there, and it has happened in Pinellas Park when we lived there.
Well, hold on. Did the spirits follow you from Largo to Pinellas Park?
We are trying to work on that and see if the spirit was attached to the roommate. Or
maybe the spirits, like, they snuck into one of the U-Haul boxes.
Now, see, you're doing it again.
Oh, I'm sorry.
All right, MJ, if this guy's not going to roll around, Marty, I'm sorry.
He's a comedian, Marty.
If you can't take a joke.
You can offend people sometimes,
he doesn't
too.
Understand. Goodbye, Marty.
No. Fester, he can't hear you.
It's a real thing. You can actually have that problem. You can read in the Bible, or you can do your homework. You're a very smart, intelligent man, MJ, and Froggy, and the rest of them.
Well, thank you, sir.
Do your homework. Don't just push opinions off on them.
All right, Marty, listen, I respect your opinion, but I just have a hard time grasping that.
Well, sure.
But running around your house with sage is going to get rid of spirits. And I'm sorry, Marty, listen. I love you, man, as a listener. I want you to keep listening. I don't want to offend you, but Marty, I'm being honest. I just have a hard time believing that spirits were holding your roommate's legs down so he couldn't move.
Well,
are you sure it wasn't like Jägermeister or something?
No, I don't drink.
Oh, there you go, MJ.
I never have drank.
Hey, Marty, you still going to listen to the? You still going to listen to the show?
Yeah, for me.
Well, sure, just have an open mind. That's all I ask.
Marty, fair enough. Yeah. Thank you,
Marty. Thank you. And hey, for the record, Marty, we all like to tease each other around here, so MJ does not bother me.
Marty, hang on a sec. My mind is open, and now it's closed. All right, sorry.
Marty needs to take a bunch of sage and just smoke out his crotch to cure his case of butt hurt that he is this morning. Right,
Marty, we love
you. Oh, God, Marty.
Marty, thanks. Man, folks have been holding a long time. I got to wrap this up. We got to move on here. But Joel is in Spring Hill. Hi, Joel. Am I being insensitive on the MJ Morning Show this morning, Joel?
Absolutely not. People got to understand, you guys are comedians. Comedians are offensive. Like, get over it.
What? Joel? That's not the take either.
Yeah. By the way, I'll be at Side Splitters this weekend. All right?
I'm going to take Gallagher's act. As far as the sage goes, I mean, I understand that people, the scientific, you know, whatever behind it, saying, oh, yeah, it's antimicrobial. But I think it's a mental thing as far as getting rid of the bad mojo. It's like, oh, let me do this. And mentally, it helps me think, oh, it's better. Like, I don't have any bad mojo.
Right. Yeah, I think you're absolutely right.
You know what I do when I've got evil spirits or bad mojo in the house? I walk around and I squirt 2,000 flushes in every room. That's what I do.
You make your homemade banana ice cream is what you do.
But is 2,000 flushes, is that a liquid or is that just that little puck that makes your water blue?
It's a puck and it slowly disintegrates, right. And that's how come it lasts 2,000.
So maybe I don't use 2,000 flushes. All right, a couple more calls, then we got to move on. Let's grab John in Land O' Lakes. Hey, John, MJ Morning Show.
Hey, I've been using sage, guys, for probably 40 years of my life. I use it in my house, my truck, and it just kind of helps keep the bad feelings away, you can say.
All right.
Okay, so you've seen it in action.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you smoke it?
Well, hold on. I know that there are certain scents. I know that if you... Is it mint? I know there are certain scents that are calming and relaxing. Like, lavender.
Calamine.
No, did you say calamine?
No, calamine. What's that called?
Chamomile.
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 Yeah.
Chamomile.
Fester, you're doing it wrong. He's putting calamine lotion all over his house. Hey, John.
Something like that.
John, thanks for the call.
Lavender's an aphrodisiac. More so.
I know that Michelle put... Oh, that's why Michelle puts lavender on my pillow at night?
Yeah, she's trying to seduce you.
All right. Last call. William's in Tampa. William, you're on the MJ Morning Show.
Yeah, sage is usually used after an exorcism.
Hold on. Sage is used... Hold on a minute. Sage is used after an exorcism?
Certain kinds, because I know people that used it.
You know people that have actually done exorcisms?
Yeah.
My house
is haunted. I've been touched.
Hold on, you've been touched? Where have you been touched, sir?
On my shoulder.
I know.
I see shadow figures all the time. I hear them. The last thing I heard was yesterday. I was sitting there watching TV, and I heard.
I think you heard.
I'm trying to get loaded. All right, dump it. Walking through the house.
Listen, I appreciate the call, William, and I wish you the best, and hopefully they don't touch you anywhere.
I don't bother them. I let them stay. Right. They don't bother me. I don't bother them. Matter of fact, I can do spells to get rid of them. I know how to do spells.
All right.
I was taught now by my great-grandmother how to cast spells.
All right, well, do me a favor. Don't cast a spell on me, okay, William?
I can put spells. I know how to do it.
I got you. Hey, William, thanks for listening.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
I really got off the rails.
All this from a naked guy at Red Mesa on 4th Street in St. Petersburg to Roxanne, saying that she walks around her house holding burning sage to cleanse her house of evil spirits or bad.
I didn't say it was evil spirits.
What are you cleansing?
Negativity.
I'm sorry. Roxanne walks around her house with burning sage to cleanse the house of negativity.
And I'm about to bring it in the studio.
Oh my God.
You'll probably use it, Roxanne. That's a good idea.
The best morning breath ever. The MJ Morning Show, 105.
Roxanne, told this to the room. Did you not expect this to make it on the air?
It was kind of just an A and B conversation between me and Fester.
Mm-hmm. This would have been a good blind item for next week, MJ.
So Roxanne's got a little story involving a bounce house. You user. You cretin. You're a terrible...
Who you're using?
You're a terrible
guys.
Neighbor. You're a terrible member of your West Chase community.
I am.
Fantastic.
By the way, I've got no problem talking about Roxanne and West Chase because there are 29 million homes in West Chase. So
she lives in Bennington.
Yeah.
What?
The enclave she lives in.
Just kidding. So here's the deal. My daughter is obsessed with bounce houses. Doug used to take her once a week. They closed during the pandemic, and it's so sad to see her go by and go, Mommy, the bounce house is still closed. Yes, they are. So I'm driving home yesterday. I pull into the yard. There is the biggest bounce house I've ever seen, like with the slides. It was a water slide one, multiple slides, attached.
Is this a rental?
And
yes.
This is in your neighborhood, and is it right next door?
It's on top of our driveway because I kind of live on the corner and this house is on the corner too. And I mean, it's right there.
So it's your next door neighbor?
Yes. Yes. They back up to me.
Okay.
And so, but they're also my next door neighbor, if that makes sense.
It does. I can picture it.
Yes. So
your back door neighbor.
So I'm like, oh my gosh, I have to take my daughter to piano. She's going to see this bounce house and she's going to flip out. So I tried to get her in the car, take her to piano. And
you should have just said, hey, we're going to play a new game. Blindfold. what's your daughter's name?
Evelyn.
Evelyn Jade, right. Hey, Evelyn Jade, we're going to play a new game. Put this blindfold on and guess where we're going so she can't see the bounce house next door.
I should have thought of that. I should have.
Call me up. I got all kinds of tricks. Yeah. All right.
When she saw that bounce house, it was, she was like, what is that? So I concocted this big story when we got home that I talked to the lady and she said that it's just for boys. And then my daughter said, yeah.
Wait a minute. So you lied to your kid and now you're introducing a gender discrimination?
What?
At 4 years old, you're introducing. Okay,
exactly. So then I feel bad because I did that. And my daughter's the type where she would call the woman out the next time she saw her.
And she'll never forget that the bounce house was not. All right. So
never.
All right. Folks, listen to what Roxanne did next.
So I kind of have another confession, which is I'm not really that friendly of a neighbor. And
Roxanne told us that she never has talked to this neighbor ever. Gives them dirty looks because they don't mow their lawn. They don't mow their lawn a lot.
Ew.
And they're not very friendly. And Roxanne doesn't give them the time of day. Doesn't like them. The husband is all tatted up and smells bad.
They have a car parked in the front yard.
Yeah, that's all true. Yeah, that's
okay.
All true.
Okay. All right.
You say he has a peg leg?
You've never spoke to this neighbor other than a passing pleasantry.
Like, there's not even passing pleasantries. So Roxanne, what do you do?
So I got a bottle of bourbon from my house. And I brought it over
to
them.
Doug's grips.
And I just wheeled my kids up in the strollers and I said, do you mind? I go, here you go. Just wanted to give this to you because I could tell there was a party going on. And
you ignore this neighbor for years like they have a leper colony over there. And now you're going over with a bottle of booze.
In the middle of a party?
At 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
So obviously a children's party, by the way, because there's a bounce house.
Everybody was booze. Talking
too
about
big
you.
For your kids to be able to go in their bounce house.
Whoa.
You
cretin. That's a new low.
That is an absolute new low.
Low can you go?
Stay obliged.
Go ahead.
Did you talk to the husband or the wife?
Both.
What if he is a recovering alcoholic? I support people in recovery. Recovery is great, but what if he's having an issue?
He just fell off the wagon last night.
Damn that, Roxanne.
He was clean and sober for 761 days, and
he just got his new chip.
Hey, honey, when's that radio girl going to come by?
And he got into the car, and he crashed into a light pole on Hillsborough.
And they were...
Her husband's passed out in the middle of the street.
That bitch Roxanne next door gave me some Woodford Reserve.
What happened was
bitch dropped off some sailors.
This really happy lady with two kids came by and said, hey, can you use your bounce?
This is the MJ Morning Show podcast. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos. Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast.
We kind of got a janked up explanation on the phone from Fester, 40 minutes ago. Fester was 20 minutes late coming to the show this morning, and he texted us that he had an awful gas station mishap. So am I to assume that you were too low on gas to make it to work? And why wouldn't you take care of this during normal hours? Why would you push yourself to a situation where you're filling up your car at 5 o'clock in the morning on the way to the morning show? I don't get that.
All right. Three things.
Yes.
One, I always can stop for a nice cup of coffee at the place when I do that.
All right.
Two.
Yeah.
I usually don't get a full tank of gas. I just get a couple of gallons because I don't fill up my tank anymore because I'm not looking to drop $75 every time. So I find myself I'm filling up in smaller increments, but more often.
That's what I do.
What? I bet a lot of people are doing this.
I go over $10.
But you realize you're not saving. You're still going to be spending the same amount on gas.
Right, but if a meteor hits the planet while I'm on E, I won't feel as bad that I spent all this extra money.
That if an asteroid that took out the dinosaurs 65 million years ago on the Yucatan Peninsula, if you're telling me that if an asteroid hits the planet, you'll feel better knowing that you've got just a little bit of gas in your tank versus having a full tank at these astronomical prices? Is that what you're saying?
Yes. I no longer fill up my entire tank. I get gas in like $40 increments.
Yeah, but think about the time that you waste. So time is money. So you're actually spending more.
Roxanne, that is a brilliant observation. That is, you know what? You are a gold star magnet this morning. I don't know what, and I don't even think gold is magnetic. No, it's not. It's not a ferrous metal. Yeah, you. I'm telling you.
I just fired him off, right?
I've given you like three gold stars this morning.
Already.
For very productive things on the morning show. All right, so Fester, you stopped for gas, and then what happened? What was the mishap?
This is a new gas station. It still has that new gas station smell.
Yeah, okay.
It's not comungulate with all these oil stains everywhere.
Yeah, because new gas smells different than an old gas station gas station.
No, you say it looks nicer.
I'm just saying it was a beautiful.
Did I just say gas station, like Tommy two times, get the papers?
You might have.
I think I did.
So, right. Brand new gas station. And what I'm saying is they have sticky nozzles when they, you know, the locking mechanism?
Yes.
So I lock the mechanism. I lock the handle, keeping an eye on the money, knowing that at about $30, I'm going to stop the handle.
You squeeze it up to let the little clicker that kind of ratchets the thing in place. Okay. So what happens? You get
25, 26, 27. Okay, right. I'm getting up to $30. Right. I squeeze the handle and pull it out. The trigger, the locking mechanism, doesn't release.
It didn't release.
So for the first time in my entire life,
You pulled the nozzle out while the handle was squeezed at full blast?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
So this whole
typically with a gas nozzle, if you have it latched all the way up in the full flow position, the minute you grab it and squeeze it up, it unclicks, unlatches, and it stops the flow.
So
you grabbed it, you thought it released, but it didn't. You're still squeezing, and you pull the nozzle out, and gas is going all. What gas station was this?
It was a brand new Circle K. Gas. Have you noticed there's a bunch of new Circle K's in the area?
Yes, I have.
Okay, the Circle K's have made a huge comeback in the Tampa Bay area in the last, I don't know, 2 years.
Well, they're stepping up the game because there's a lot of competition out there because you got Thornton's, you got Racetrack, you've got Wawa.
Right.
You know, 7-Eleven also, you know, kind of stepping up a little bit with new builds.
The whole time that I was blasting out gas full speed, it might have been a nanosecond. I mean, it wasn't a long extended period of time. I wasn't shooting it up in the air.
Where did the gas go?
Blasted the side of my Lincoln Town Car. Shot back into the nozzle, all over the gas dial thing. All the because my car still has the.
How about on you? Did gas it splash on you?
And it comes back on me from like mid forearm down to my hand.
Did it burn the gorilla hair off your arms?
It did not burn the hair off. So here's a couple of issues I have. Yeah. One, because I don't get a full tank of gas, I fill up my car NASCAR style, which means I leave the engine running.
Oh my God.
Terrible.
So now I have gas on the floor.
I hate those people.
That is why you turn the engine off.
Right.
If there's a gas spill and your car is running, dude, that is the exact reason why you turn your car off when you fill up your car, you dope.
Okay, so I've watched dozens of NASCAR races.
Are you having a big release of dopamine right now? Because you're a dope.
Listen, I've watched dozens of NASCAR races. They don't shut those engines off. They drop all kinds of gas.
Guess what? You could have been a moron in the news by igniting the brand new Circle K. Which Circle K was this?
Last night was our last night in my mother-in-law's house in Lando Lakes.
Just give me the location.
It was in Lando Lakes. It was on Highway 41.
On 41.
Yeah, near Connerton.
Dude, unbelievable. All right.
So I have gas on the floor, gas in the side of my car, gas on my arm, an engine running, and I'm thinking, oh, great, I'm going to turn into a fireball any second.
Great.
I have to reach into my car covered in gas, and then I walk. Oh, my God!
All right, go ahead.
I walk into the Circle K with my hands up in like a surgical position, like I'm about to perform surgery, you know, fingers straight up in the air, and I'm like, hey, I got gas on my arm, and the guy points to the bathroom. He's like, yep. That's not coming off. You're going to smell that for a couple of days.
Were you looking around for a... in case the whole place ignited?
What took 30 minutes?
Can you imagine?
Took you 30 minutes to clean the Vaseline off your little arm? Hey,
could you imagine Fester from the MJ Morning Show burns down a brand new Circle K in Land O'Lakes? How new is this Circle K, by the way?
I mean, 2 months, a month? I mean, it's a brand new place. It's really clean. It's really nice.
Yeah.
And I walk in, I have gas from my mid-forearm. It's on my right arm, mid-forearm. All my fingers are covered, and then I have to go in and I'm scrubbing the hand, and then you dry it, you let it dry, and then you smell it, and it still smells too gassy.
You got to do multiple rounds.
So I have remnants of gas smell. If you were to smell my right hand right now, would you like to smell my right hand?
I don't want to smell it.
I don't care.
Nubby sausage fingers.
No, I want to smell it.
Oh.
No, I do. I want to smell gas.
Hey, Andrew, I need you to isolate that right there.
How are you?
I want you to isolate Roxanne.
I like to smell gasoline. Let me see.
All right, here we go.
Roxanne is sniffing.
He's lying. I don't think it really happened.
Hang on. Did we get that on camera? Did you just get that?
I'm just kidding.
Did you get that on camera? I do that. I want to see you sniff Fester's fingers.
Ew.
Oh, God.
Yeah, he really did have a gasoline accident.
I have a whole gassy hand here.
That's going to end up on Pornhub. I mean,
whoa. Porn chub.
Hey, guys. Oh, that's right. Fester could be on Porn Chub.
Thanks for listening to the MJ Morning Show podcast. BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.